scrum for three Phantoms there. Poganski has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Poganski finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wookie on a breakaway. Wookie to the center. He shoots and scores! Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal, ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown breakaway. J.J. Pickenich, all alone. He shoots, save Johansson. Curry back to Berger with a shot, and he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance, he scores. Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead! What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
The Tri-City Storm are back on the breeze for an afternoon game here today against the Fargo Post. Second meeting of the season between these two. Last night was the first time they saw each other. Came to produce a great game. 5-4 in a shootout. Fargo gets the victory last night, and they'll rematch here this afternoon, a 3:05 p.m. start. I'm Jared Sheffrin. We're inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Vieira Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and Vieira Event Center. Get more with Vieira Wireless today. Visit us at Vieira.com. Storm have had a frustrating week thus far. Started off in Lincoln on Friday night. Had themselves a 3-1 lead after the first period behind two shorthanded goals from Austin Poganski and Nick Hutchison. Dan Lebowski added a goal late in the period. Made it 3-1 after one. And then Lincoln was able to score in the second period to make it 3-2. And they scored three straight in the third. Lincoln on Friday night with a 5-3 victory at the Icebox in Lincoln over the Storm. Then on Saturday, the Storm taking on Fargo, a team that had just 7 wins coming into the game, and again used their dominance in the first period. Had again a 3-1 lead after 20 minutes. Connor Valisano with a power play goal. Kyle Eastman scored. Cody Milan got his first Tri-City Storm goal, and Tri-City had a 3-1 lead after one. In the second period, the Storm pushed that lead to 4-1, something they didn't do in Lincoln on Friday night. Austin Poganski picked up his 15th goal of the season. He now leads the team. Assist from Valisano and Daniel Fritz. Fritz gets his first point of his Storm career, and the Storm had a 4-1 lead. However, Fargo scored the last three goals of the game from Mikey Isamont, Garrett Gray, and Tyler Hines. The last two in the third period coming on the power play. And it brought the game to overtime. Storm outshot Fargo 6-4 in overtime, but neither team could find a goal. And in a shootout, in the fifth round, C.J. Hayes found the winner, beating Jacob Johansson up high. Johansson started both of the first two games for the Storm this weekend, and now it'll be Hayden Levine's turn to see what he can do here between the pipes. Levine will go up against Matthias Israelson of Fargo. Israelson started the season with Waterloo, and has come over in a trade to Fargo, has played 9 games with the Force thus far, has a record of 2-6, with a goals against average of 3.97 and a save percentage of 90.6%. So we'll get two different goaltenders, as last night we saw Johansson and Jensen. And the Storm will keep their lines the same. Not really much chance for movement. Still got a bunch of injuries in the lineup. They will have a full 20-man lineup. Fargo, on the other side, has only dressed 10 forwards, and they are dealing with a suspension to Cam Ashley, received a 1-game suspension for removing Kyle Eastman's helmet during a fight last night. So Fargo with just 10 forwards coming into the game. They do have a full 6 defensemen in front of Matthias Israelson, who will get the start in net. Should be a good one this afternoon. We'll see how much these teams have left in them after going up and down the ice, producing 70 total shots through 65 minutes last night. And we will have much more upcoming here on the pregame show. Next is the Best Western Plus Behind Enemy Lines, as well as the Coach's Corner. here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
VR Wireless pregame show, Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. A battle here between two teams that saw each other less than 24 hours ago at the Viero Event Center. Let's look behind enemy lines at this Fargo team presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight we're looking at Andrew Zerbin. And Zerbin, not one of the players that you would go to when you look at some of the better talents on this Fargo Force team. However, he might be one of their hottest players, and that's why we're highlighting the Elk River, Minnesota native. 5'11", 170 pounds, 1996 birth year. A young guy is Zerbin. He's only played 13 total games in the USHL, originally property of Waterloo. Played one game for Waterloo earlier this season. He's played 12 games for Fargo. He only has 3 goals and an assist. But all 3 of those goals have come in his last 3 games. He's got a 3-game goal streak right now. Scored an overtime winner against Sioux City in a 4-3 win back on Wednesday. Sioux Falls, he scored a goal on February 22nd. And then last night, Zerbin scored against Tri-City 96 seconds into the game to give a Fargo Force a 1-0 lead. He's on a 3-game goal scoring streak. He's the hottest member of this team. And they trotted Zerbin out for the shootout. I thought he was going to be able to beat Johansson and keep things going, but he was unsuccessful in the shootout last night. Andrew Zerbin, one of the guys we're highlighting here for the Fargo Force. Again, only 4 points in his USHL career, but he's been as hot as they come. In the last 3 games, he's got 4 points, and he's a +4 for this Fargo team. So we'll be watching Andrew Zerbin once again tonight, presented by Best Western Plus. Now it's time for the Coach's Corner. We got a chance to discuss some things with the head coach, Jim Holton, before this one. This is game number 50 out of 60. So after today, only 9 games left. We got a chance to talk with Coach about some of his long-term goals here for the rest of the season in the upcoming couple games. It's the Coach's Corner here on the Breeze. Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the Coach's Corner. An afternoon game with the Fargo Force for the Storm here today, and it'll be the 3rd game in 3 days for Tri-City. Coach, obviously last night a tough one, trying to move on here. What are the keys to do just that and start fresh here today?
Well, I think to be successful in this business over the long haul, you have to have a short memory. And you know what? The sun came up this morning, and we have to move forward. Obviously, I think everyone that listened last night could sense my frustration and our group's frustration. I think I just mimicked what everybody felt. But you know what? It is what it is. We have to move on, and we have to build on our positives. And there was a lot of positives last night, and we just showed them some clips of areas that we have to be more consistent on. And one of them was our play down low. When we did it, we were dominant. And that's been a few of the last games here. We look at our win in Lincoln and certain teams games in Lincoln. And on an overall scale, and we've only have one win in our last three or four here, but I don't think our game's been that bad. We just seem to seize up at the wrong moments.
We talked about it a little bit last night after the game, but your line of Drew Mayer, Nick Hutchison, and Cody Milan has really found a great rhythm, and you talk about playing with the puck down low, and they've done just that. What have you been telling them to try to enhance what they've been doing on the ice?
Well, just to keep it going, they're three big guys, and they have to play a big man's game. So that means puck protect, hang on to the puck. They're not a fancy tic-tac-toe line, but they're darn effective at eating up clock time, offensive zone time, and really tough to defend. And those are attributes that every good team has to have. And we've been really searching for some sort of a combination of line that would do that all season. And it's nice to see the three of them. And you can see their confidence growing in their game with each passing moment. And the successes that they have just further builds on that.
Another one of your lines that last night had some opportunities but was unable to be successful was your line of Wilkie, Curry, and Berger. And those guys, they've had their ups and downs, obviously, together. But what is going on with them here? Do you feel like they're a little bit too passive? Do they have to simplify the game a little bit?
Well, they took a step back this weekend. I haven't liked their game. And to me, they're trying to be too cute. I went through the shot chart, and we talked about the success of the Milan line. Those three combined had 15 shots. The Valisano line combined had 12 or 13 shots, where the Berger line had a combined total of 5 shots. So that tells me right there they're not getting enough pucks on net. So they're not playing the game hard enough and in the right areas. So that's something we have to look at, or we're going to have to look at changing the mixture there.
Defensively, it's been guys in and out of the lineup. Coach Bittner back there has been rotating. Talk about what he's done on the bench for the defense. It seems like not as much pairings. It's just kind of one guy in, one guy out, and it's just individuals right now.
Yeah, when we're at home with the last change, it gives us the luxury of being able to tweak some of the matchups. And what he's trying to do is make sure that, especially in our own end, in a controlled setting off a faceoff, that we've got one of the few veterans that we have in the lineup. And you know, we're putting a heavy workload on Schultz and Kerr in particular, but he's trying to make sure that you put guys in a position to succeed. And he's done a wonderful job juggling, because it's not easy, and it's a hidden part of the game that's very important when you're on the bench, is to make sure your lineup, you put guys in a position to succeed. So I thought he's done a great job of that. And you know, we're going to have to get some healthy bodies back, because in fairness to Garrett Gammas, he's done a wonderful job, but it's hard to play at a position for this long.
You talk about the minutes that Kerr and Schultz are eating up, and that makes you wonder, what does that do for their maturity level? And, you know, obviously this is a developmental league. They're both going to move on at some point. How much experience are they going to gain here from this stretch where they've had to eat up so many minutes?
Well, I think it's going to be huge for the development. And even when Torriello comes back in, since we've made the trades, I mean, let's be honest, we were looking towards our future. We're not giving up on this year, but we're in teaching and development mode. So the fact that, you know, Kerr, Schultz, Dello are all probably going to be back next year with this experience of playing big minutes is going to increase their confidence, their understanding of the game, and their ability to play a lot of different situations.
Tonight is game number 50 for this team. You got 60 games on the year, so that gives you 10 more. Obviously, I'm sure you were more focused on just trying to play one game at a time and keep it one step at a time, but what kind of goals might you have here for the last couple games of the season in the final 10?
Well, we keep talking about group confidence, but I want to get our confidence back to a level, and I want to get an identity back. And that's something that, in my opinion, we've struggled with over the last month. And we're too easy a team to play against. I don't think we have a niche yet, and that's why I'm really happy with the Milan line has created that. They've found a niche. They're a big body. They're a low cycle. They're a grind line, and that's great. That's the start of it. I think Pogansky's been really, really good. He looks like a light bulb went off, and he realizes what a powerhouse he is. So I want to get us back, and I want to use that last 10 games to really create, formulate, and perfect an identity of this group.
Jim Holton joining us before today's game with the Fargo Force. Coach, we wish you the best of luck today, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jared.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viera Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Shaffron with you here on the Viera Wireless pregame show. Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force about to meet once more at a 3.05 p.m. start here on a Sunday afternoon. It's Sunday fun day here at the Viera Event Center. And let's get you the Best Western, the Burger King starting lineups here, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup here for the visiting Fargo Force. As I mentioned before, Fargo with only 10 forwards in the lineup. Cam Ashley serving a one-game suspension for removing Kyle Eastman's helmet in a fight yesterday. The Force will have the same starters that they had for last night's game, and it worked last night, so why not stay the same, says head coach John Marks. Mears Moore will start on the left wing, wears number 8, 5'8", 187 pounds out of Duluth, Minnesota. He's committed to RPI and Moore this season since coming over from Sioux City, has 3 goals and 1 assist. At the center, number 7, Andrew McDonald, 5'10", 155 pounds out of New Brighton, Minnesota. McDonald had a lot of chances to score in last night's game, but couldn't get one by Johansson. 4 goals, 5 assists this season in 41 games. On the right wing, number 6, Tyler Hines. Hines, 5'10", 186 pounds, out of Slingerlands, New York. Came over from the Omaha Lancers just before the trading deadline. Hines is the Fargo Force's leading scorer, 14 goals and 11 assists this year for Fargo. He's committed to Union. On defense, number 15, Neil Goff. 6'5", 215 pounds. Goff, one of the biggest players in the league, out of Stillwater, Minnesota. Goff wears number 15. He has a goal and 5 assists in 47 games. And Hunter Warner is on the right defense position. Warner, 8 assists this year, 6'2", 202 pounds, out of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. He's committed to Minnesota State Mankato. In between the pipes, former Waterloo goaltender Matthias Israelson got traded at the deadline from Waterloo over to Fargo. He wears number 30, 5'10", 180 pounds. This season he's played in 19 games, has a record of 8-9-0, 3.26 goals against average, and a 90.6% save percentage. Again, Fargo Force coached by head coach John Marks, assistant coaches Byron Poole and Terry Shercliffe, and the scratches Chris Buchanan, Christian Cakebread, Jim Piotrowski, and Cam Ashley. Now the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm come out with a record of 18-28-3. They're 10-10-3 at home, have played the Fargo Force once, and they are 0-1. Oh, 0-1, I should say, against Fargo, as an overtime shootout loss last night for Tri-City. They will start the fourth line tonight of Nick Hutchison, Cody Milan, and Drew Mayer. That was the best line last night for Tri-City, really working hard, generating all kinds of opportunities. Hutchison picked up an assist in the game last night. He's wearing number 16 in the left wing, 6'2", 188 pounds out of Hicksville, New York. 26 games, 2 goals, 2 assists for the Northeastern University commit. At the center, number 23, Cody Milan, 6'1", 178 pounds out of White Lake, Michigan. He got his first Storm goal last night, has 2 goals and 2 assists in 36 games this season, and he is committed to Michigan State. On the right wing, number 19, Drew Mayer, 6'1", 185 pounds. 41 games this season for Mayer, 2 goals and 4 assists. Out of Troy, Michigan, Mayer is committed to Ferris State. On defense, the Storm start number 6, Kevin Kerr, 5'11", 175 pounds, out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. 42 games this season for Kerr, a goal and 6 assists. He's committed to Penn State. On the right defense is number 13, Garrett Gomez, 6 foot 175 pounds, out of Chino Hills, California. Gomez, 47 games this year, 6 goals, 22 assists. And in net for Tri-City, number 41, Hayden Levine. Levine, 6 foot 380 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. 19 games for Levine, 4.37 goals against average, 87.8% save percentage. He's committed to the University of Michigan. Stormer coached by Jim Holton. Assistant is J.B. Bittner. Scratches Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Frederick Larson, Cutler Martin, Tori Dello, and Joey DiBenedetto. We'll take a break here for the national anthem and come back with a drop of the puck at the Viero Event Center between the Storm and the Force on the Breeze.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Hey Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
The skates are on, the helmets tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm in Fargo Force, it's Sunday Funday here at the Viero Event Center, and the puck is down. The Storm have knocked it in deep, and an icing is whistled on Tri-City, and already we have linesmen who are trying to get things together. The referee tonight, Lucas Martin, the linesman, Richard Lembo, and Ryan Szymanski. Face-off is to the right of Jacob Johansson. Storm are going from right to left on your radio dial here in the first period, and they win the face-off to take possession as we're back underway. Kevin Kerr banks it all the way down. It'll be another icing here on Tri-City. Fargo Force will go from left to right. Fargo is wearing their cream-colored uniforms with the script Fargo on the chest, blue lettering and numbering on the back, black helmets for Fargo with some light blue trim on the Fargo uniform. Tri-City, who wins the faceoff, gets it out of their zone, is wearing their black uniforms here again tonight. Storm have the black uniforms this season with white lettering and numbering on the back and black helmets as affiliate player Matthew Freitag sends it in deep into the Fargo end, and he'll go chase, trying to tie up Neil Goff. Loose puck for a second is picked up by Fargo, now taken back for a second by Freitag, and Fargo has it again. Here's a chance for C.J. Hayes. Hayes to the center. He gets taken down, and now the net comes off, so we get a whistle. No call on the play as the net came off on the drive to the center by Fargo forward, C.J. Hayes. Hayes, a native of Margate, Florida, scored the only goal in our shootout last night in the fifth round for Fargo to win that game for the Force. Just under a minute in here to the Nebraska Lottery first period, Storm and Force scoreless on the breeze. Faceoff is won forward by Fargo, and Hayes has it behind the net. Hayes in front, bouncing puck. Levine able to knock it away with the goal stick, and Poganski controls it over to Schultz. Schultz has it forward. Poganski swings it a Freitag on the near side. Freitag with a shot that's deflected to the net, blockered away by Fargo netminder Matthias Israelson. And now Freitag working in the near corner. Freitag over to Poganski on the near side, banked it off the backboards to the far side, picked up by Hayes for Fargo. Hayes got it forward, and now it's stopped and neutralized by Fritz. Wilkie takes a pass from Valisano, lost it as he came into the zone, and it's banked out by Fargo, and here's a rush the other way. Force with it, and a quick shot was deflected wide. Shot there came from Alex Jakstad, and now the puck bounces to the far side of the Storm, and Valisano comes in to play it for Tri-City, works it to Wilkie, and Wilkie will skate to neutral ice. Tried to get one to Curry, that was knocked away, and now Neil Goff will bank it out of the zone. Fritz had possession of it, but it got swiped back into the Storm end, and Kevin Kerr back to retreat. Kerr banks it off the boards over to Fritz, and now Wilkie has it. 2 minutes in, Tri-City and Fargo scoreless here at the Viero Event Center. Sunday matinee here in Kearney, as Curry came in to play it in the Fargo end, but now Hunter Warner has control. Defenseman formerly of Waterloo sends it forward to Mike Babcock. Babcock, the son of Mike Babcock, head coach of the Detroit Red Wings. As Babcock shot one in, it went off Levine's glove and may have glanced off the post there. And now the Storm were able to recontrol, and Lebowski shoved it in to the Fargo end. Timu Kivihalme has the puck for Fargo behind their own net. Kivihalme got it forward, and now the Storm have control in their own zone. Donovan Gardner played it up the far side. Lebowski back out to neutral ice. Kivihalme turned it over for McMurphy. McMurphy behind the net. McMurphy with a shot in front. Nobody there. Had Lebowski and Eastman both in position, but he couldn't connect with either one of them. And it's going to be an icing whistle to Fargo as they shot the puck all the way down into the Storm end. 6:49 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Neither team has registered a shot on goal somehow. Could have sworn Freitag had one that was blocked away by Israelson earlier in the game. Faceoff is won by Fargo as we restart play. It's turned over to Hutton, and up top, Cody Milan. Milan finds Schultz with a shot that was blocked, and then Milan got it down to Mayer, who gloved it and played it behind the net. Milan skating hard. First man there. Sent it in deep for Mayer. Mayer around the near side. Mayer to the center. Had Hutchison on the back door. Couldn't get it to him. Hutchison recovers it to Schultz. The shot is saved and hung on to by Israelson. Israelson makes the glove save and stops play. 16:22 to go in the first. Goaltender for Fargo, Matthias Israelson, wearing the red pads that he had in Waterloo. Doesn't really mesh with his uniform. You can tell he started this season with the Blackhawks, but he's done well here for a Fargo team that struggled to score. Fargo in dead last in the USHL in scoring. Tri-City not much further ahead of him in 15th out of 16. As Schultz off the faceoff win for Tri-City tried to flip it forward, taken back by Gafari for Fargo into the Storm end. To the far side, Garrett Gray played it behind the net, and now Isamont threw it up top for Gafari, keeps it in on the blue line, sends it in deep. Schultz, first man there for Tri-City, poked it up the far wall. Poganski to the center, turned over. Isamont tried to toe drag, taking off the puck, and now it's played to the far side by Poganski. Nice pass, got Freitag for a rush. Freitag shoots, save made by Israelson, and we get a stoppage, 15:45 to go. Israelson deflected it up and out of play. Scoreless game thus far here in Kearney, and Freitag in the first 3-plus minutes has already looked better here than he has the first two games he has played. A guy who's going to continue to grow and continue to get better here in the USHL, and Jim Holton gives him a pat on the back as he heads back to the bench. Quick win for the Storm, and Wilkie with a quick shot off the faceoff that misses the net. Storm have used that faceoff play a couple times, and it's worked, but they got to hit the net. Wilkie had a couple shots off the faceoff like that last night, but he couldn't hit the net, and now here comes Fargo in a 2-on-2. Babcock on the far side with a shot that's deflected up and out of play into the netting. 15:27 to go in the first. Fargo yet to register a shot on net. Scoreless game thus far here in Kearney. Last night's game, very exciting. A shootout win for the Force. 5-4 the final, which saw the Storm lose control of a 4-1 lead later in the game. Storm win the faceoff here. McMurphy over to Lebowski. Lebowski, nice chip pass to McMurphy, who's into the zone. But he lost it as he came in. And now Zerbin played it up to the far side. Jackstat was offside. Didn't touch the puck, though. Storm took control, and Fritz left it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr circles in his near corner in his own end. And now he moves it on the near side. Hit McMurphy, neutralized. Turned over. Fargo with it. Opportunity for McDonald with a shot and a save made by Levine. Levine took a little bit of a snow shower there. And Storm trying to knock out Mears more from the circle. But Levine made the save there on that shot. First save Levine's had to make as the puck came in there. Aiden Levine getting the start tonight for Tri-City. First time he's in since last Saturday against the Lincoln Stars in the Packet in Purple game back on the 22nd of February. 14:54 to go in the first. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Storm with a faceoff in their own zone. Mayer got it to neutralize, but it's right back to Fargo. And on the near side, Hines tees up and just misses the net. Big slap shot from Hines that missed the net. Now it's Hutchison and Mayer working, and Mayer's got a break. Mayer on the far side gets hit hard by Kibalame. And Mayer lost his stick. Now Gomez with a shot and a save made by Israelson. Mayer is holding his shoulder, and this doesn't look good. Here's Hines into the zone for Fargo. Mayer onto the bench. Now getting inspected here as Fargo continues with the play. A shot gets put in on Levine. Levine made a save, and then an oncoming rush from Hines, and he missed the net. Hines on a rebound had a point-blank opportunity and missed the net. And now it's Hunter Warner with a shot that's blocked in front by Valisano. And Valisano, nice pass right on the stick of Freitag, who loses control of it as he came into the zone, but got back from Poganski. Now Freitag worked it up the far side wall, and Fargo gets a turnover, and they break out. Poganski takes it right back in neutral ice. Freitag works it to Valisano, who's in. Valisano into the zone, just shoots it in behind the Fargo net. Didn't have numbers and retreated there. Force take it, bank it off the wall and out, and it'll be an icing here on the Fargo Force. Donovan Gardner and Grant Hutton get back to touch up. 13:29 to go here in the period, and Drew Mayer is going to leave this game. The Storm started off with 12 forwards. They do have Garrett Gomez playing defense, and he can take some forward shifts if they need him to, but Drew Mayer is off the ice holding his shoulder. And Mayer, not a guy who's missed many games this season. He's played in 41 of the Storm's 50 games. I guess this is 42 now for Mayer today. But we'll see if we can get an update on Mayer. Storm already lost Frederick Larson to an injury on Friday night this weekend against Lincoln. Other injured players right now, Sean Lang, Tori Dello, Cutler Martin, and Nolan Abel. It's that time of year where there's a lot of injuries. Quick chance in front off the faceoff there for the Storm. Swept in front, save made by Israelson. And now it's Gardner at the left point. Turned it over. Garrett Gray got a pass ahead for Isimont. Isimont trying to dangle through. Penalty coming on Tri-City as Gardner touches up on the back wall. Tough call on Tri-City. I felt like Isimont was making a whole host of moves, and Tri-City just working to take him off control of the puck. And we'll have our first power play of the game. Fargo to the man advantage. Gardner is going to go for tripping, and it's a GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head to GNC today. And again, scoreless game here in the Nebraska Lottery, first period on a Sunday fun day here in Kearney. The Nebraska Lottery's most popular scratch game, Trucks and Bucks, is back. So get happy. You can win a brand new truck. Stop by your nearest Nebraska Lottery retailer and play Trucks and Bucks today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Shots on goal just 3-2 thus far with the Storm, who have three. And they'll send out their penalty killing unit here. Consists of Lebowski, McMurphy, Kevin Kerr, and Jalen Schultz. Fargo to the power play. The Force last night scored two goals on their power play, both in the third period. And off the faceoff, a loose puck, and Lebowski is flying. Lebowski wins the race, and he shoots, and a save made by Anstrelsen. Lebowski finds the rebound, tried to play it back towards the Storm end, turned it over, and now Fargo has it on the rush. Into the zone, Isimont. Isimont up top to Jago and back to Isimont on the near side. Goes down low, gets it back to Isimont on the right circle, back to Jago at the center. Jago with a shot down low for Hayes, who had a look, but it went wide. And now Isimont picks up the rebound, played it to the far side for Kivihalme, and he throws it in the center. Loose puck, and a shot was saved by Levine. Levine got a piece of that one. Rebound picked up by Fargo again. Kevin Kerr and Lebowski try to get this puck up, and they do get it out. And Jago has to play it at center for Fargo. And Fargo comes in offside. Isimont gets whistled for the offside. 1:09 to go, and the penalty to Donovan Gardner, which was called on Gardner for tripping at 6:53. 12:16 to go in the first. No score in this one just yet. Faceoff and neutral ice is won by the Force. And Neil Goff, second shift of the power play, is on for the Fargo Force. Stopped at the line by Hutton. And Gaffari and Goff have to retreat for the puck in the Fargo end. 55 seconds to go in the GNC penalty kill. Goff, the captain of this Fargo team, has it past the red line. Into the zone onside. Stopped quickly there, but now shot in deep by Babcock around to the far side for Zerbin. Zerbin got it over to Morelli, who threw it to the top. Now Neil Goff on the near side point. Down low Morelli. Up top in the center. Gaffari with a shot. It was blocked by Hutchison. Now it's Goff on the near side. Morelli to the center. Gaffari stolen away by Eastman, who intercepts a pass. And Eastman sends it all the way down. Nice penalty killing from Tri-City. 15 seconds left in the Fargo power play. They bring the puck to neutral ice now. It's Jago who's into the zone. Throws it to the far side to Mears Moore. Turns it over to Kevin Kerr. Throws it through the center. Got stuck in Valisano's skates. Valisano will lead Poganski. Poganski's in one-on-one. Poganski to the far side, and a shot was blockered away by Israelson. Nice job by Poganski there, making something out of nothing, getting that shot on net. And now it's Mears Moore for Fargo, who will bring it forward. The forward shoots it into the Storm. Man, this could be icing as Schultz able to win the race, and icing is whistled at Fargo. Tri-City will have an offensive zone faceoff when we resume play. 10:46 to go in the first. Tri-City and Fargo are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff is to the right of Israelson, the goaltender for Fargo. Berger was on the draw for Tri-City, lost it to McDonald, and now it's worked up the right wing, too far away from Hines. It goes in deep to the Storm, and icing waved off. Levine decided to stay in his net there, and now the Storm recover the puck, and Berger got it to neutral ice. Now Pat Curry controls it. Curry into the zone. Curry leaves him the far side for a shot from Wilkie, who misses the net wide left. And now here comes Hines. Hines into the zone. Goes wide. Fritz lost positioning there, but was able to take the puck away. And Curry sent it back out to neutral ice, where Neil Goff plays it for Fargo. Sent in deep by the Force. Levine out of his net to control it. Wraps it around the far side wall. Berger to the center. Poked away by Gardner into neutral ice, but taken by Fargo. And now it's Hayes. Hayes lost the puck to Berger, who threw it up the far side wall to Hutchison. Hutchison into the zone, trying to take it around Goff. And it's played in deep by the Force. Hayes with Eastman on him. Eastman filling in here as the Storm without Mayer have to rearrange some lines. And Neil Goff had the puck for Fargo in their own zone. And now it's turned over to Hutchison. Nice play by Hutchison. Eastman in the center. He shoots. It was blocked. Now on the far side, Milan got it poked away by Hayes. Loose puck. Eastman comes in, hits his man, keeps it alive. Halfway through this period, scoreless game, and now here's Fargo, who breaks it out on the far side. Forcer into the zone, a chance in front. And Gray had a chance. He looks like he got hit in the face with something. I'm not sure if he got hit with his stick or not. Officials didn't see it. Gray back to the bench. Storm sent it into the Fargo end. And it's played back there by Cody Longhi of Fargo. Now Ghaffari, they almost turned it over. There's a shot to score! On the turnover, Chris Wilkie makes it 1-0 Tri-City. Lebosky got the turnover, left it for Wilkie, and the Storm are up 1-0. Wilkie, with a nice celebration, breaking his stick. I think he broke his stick on the shot and emphatically broke it over his leg as he went to the bench. Now he gets a new stick. But the last one did what it was supposed to do. Gets a puck into the back of the net. Wilkie's 15th of the season, tying Poganski for the team lead. Lebosky got the turnover. Wilkie pulls the shot. And we have a 1-0 game. Tri-City Storm in the lead. Fargo off the faceoff comes right back in for a shot on Levine, which he deflects into the netting and out of play. 8:44 to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Chris Wilkie again is 15th goal of the season, ties Poganski for the team lead. Wilkie leading the team in points with 29. And he was there at the right time. Lebosky made a nice play in front of the net on the turnover. Wilkie came over and just fired a puck low to the left side that beat Israelson. Freitag shoots in for the Storm into the Fargo end. Tanner Jago on the far side up to Alex Jackstat, kept in by Tri-City, kept in a second time by Freitag, but now Fargo will bring it out and up the far side wall into the Storm end. Quick shot there from Fargo. Timu Kivihalme is saved by Levine, and Valisano brought it up, trying to shoot it in deep, but Jago stopped it in the force end. Big hit by Wilkie there on the far side. Jars the puck free. Schultz got it ahead, and Curry with a nice play to tip it into the Fargo end. Now it's Israelson, got caught behind the net, didn't know where he was going with it. It's up to the top of the zone. Berger tried to keep it in, but it was out to neutralize. Berger plays it back to Fritz, and now it's back into the Fargo end again. Kivihalme with it for Fargo. Around the boards to the near side. Hayes turned it over. Excuse me, that's Hines. And Hines gets it back. And now a penalty whistle here to Tri-City. Holding call on the Storm. And another penalty here for Tri-City, forced with their second power play opportunity of the period. Storm leading 1-0 on a goal by Chris Wilkie. 7:36 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period, and the Storm back to the GNC penalty kill. Faceoff to the left of Levine. Tri-City able to win it. Kerr got it up, but Hunter Warner makes a nice play keeping it in, and Lebosky with a diving effort to get it out. And McMurphy shoots it down the ice. Follows it, wins the race to the puck. McMurphy, nice job there as it's kept in by Gardner. McMurphy sends it back down to Kevin Kerr, who's got a hustle, and grab it on the near side. Kerr shot it over to Gardner on the far side, who shoots it all the way down the ice into the near side corner of the Fargo end. Hunter Warner again with pressure for McMurphy. Got it to Neil Goff behind the net, and Goff will shoot it on the far side to Isimont, who's into the zone onside. Isimont stops on the far side half wall. Got it to Goff. Now on the near side, Warner. Warner on the back door. A shot save made by Levine. Isimont up top. Warner. Warner on the far side. Goff. Goff back to Warner. Warner with a shot save made by Levine. And the rebound comes out of the zone. Nice job by Tri-City clearing the rebound. They'll get a change. Minute gone by in the Berger holding penalty. Tri-City leading Fargo 1-0 here on the breeze. 6.5 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Fargo past the red line. Hines, comes into the zone. Nice hit by Schultz on the far side. But it's played by McDonald up top. Kivihalme. Over to Goff. Back to Kivihalme with a shot and a save made by Levine. Rebound behind the net. To the near side, McDonald. McDonald down low to Hines. Hines with a tying goal last night. And now he's got it behind the net. On the far side, a shot and a save by Levine. Rebound kicked away. Shot came from Moore there, and now Moore ends up with the puck back on his stick from the far side. Leaves it down low. It's Hines on the far side wall. Now to the center. Hines gets by one man, holding, shooting, and scores. Nice move and a goal from Tyler Hines, providing most of the offense for Fargo. Hines gets his second goal as many nights, 15 on the season. and he ties the game 1-1, a power play goal with just 7 seconds left in the Berger penalty. And Tri-City was so close to killing that off. Moore left it for Hines, and Hines got to the center, made a nice move, waiting out Levine and beat him over the left shoulder. Faceoff won by Tri-City to restart play. We're tied at 1. 5:30 to go in the first period. Storm shot it in deep. Now it's Freitag. Freitag with a move. Shot. Missed the net wide on a backhand shot. Freitag's had those nice goal line moves. Now Kevin Kerr makes a play to keep it in the zone. Down low. Poganski left it for Valisano. Valisano to the center for Kerr. Kerr spins back. Holding. Now to Poganski in the left circle. Storm responding with a good shift here after a Fargo power play goal. Sent in deep. Freitag trying to work it to the far side wall. Fargo able to take possession. Get it out of the zone. Here comes Zerbin on the far side. Zerbin shoots and scores. Andrew Zerbin with his fourth game in a row with a goal for Fargo. And now the Force have taken a 2-1 lead. And just as I said, the Storm responded with a good shift. Fargo comes up the ice, and Andrew Zerbin goes off the post and in. It's 2-1 Fargo. Just as you think the Storm were in control of the game, Zerbin with the goal, Babcock the assist. Zerbin made a nice move to get to the center, got past Kerr, and rang it off the left post into the back of the net. Now Gardner loses the puck in the Storm end. Hayes had it. Gardner roughs him up into the corner, and now it's played by Gardner to the near side. And McMurphy will shoot it up and out of the zone. Eastman fighting for it on the near side. Eastman trying to get around Goff. Shoves Goff into the wall. Loose puck taken by Lebowski. Lebowski trying to move it up to the wall. He did. A cutting with a shot went wide. And now on the far side, it's Hines. Hines gets taken down. Penalty coming here to McMurphy as Levine will touch up. And the Storm once again headed to the penalty box. Tri-City have all three penalties in the first. They trail 2-1 in this game. Two quick goals from Fargo's Tyler Hines and Andrew Zerbin have given them a 2-1 lead. Again, Hines leading the team now with 15 goals. Zerbin, we talked about him before the game. In his last four games, he's got all four of his goals this season. This guy is on fire right now, and their goals are coming at great times. He had an overtime winner on Wednesday against Sioux City. Then yesterday he scores about minute 36 into the game. And now today he gives the Force a lead late in the first period. McMurphy will take the penalty for Tri-City, body slamming his man onto the far side. A little frustration there from Ryan McMurphy. And the Tri-City Storm trail 2-1. They're headed back to the GNC penalty kill. Again, in the Nebraska Lottery, first period of play, 4:18 to go in this first. And Storm got the first goal from Wilkie at 11:06. But Fargo tied it up a couple minutes later on a Tyler Hines goal. And now they have the lead from Andrew Zerbin, his fourth of the season. Storm with a faceoff on the penalty kill. Poganski tried to shoot it out. It was blocked by Jago. And now Fargo has it on the near side, taken away by Kerr and sent all the way down. Fargo here with their third power play of the period. They're 1-for-2, and they have an opportunity right now to take control of this game, although, as we've learned the last two nights, a 3-1 lead in the first period might not be the best thing, as Tri-City's had that the past two nights and have lost both of those games. Fargo has it right now in their own zone. Storm aggressive on this penalty kill with a lot of pressure through the middle of through the ice. Fargo comes through. Kivihome down low. Chance in front for Moore. Went through him. And now it's Milan who brings it all the way down to the Fargo end. Banks it off the back wall into the far side corner. Moore collects it and sends it back in deep for Kivihome. Brought forward now by Fargo. And into the zone. Offside is whistled on Tanner Jago. 56 seconds to go in the Ryan McMurphy penalty for Tri-City. Goals in this one. Wilkie for Tri-City. Hines and Zerbin for Fargo. It's a 2-1 Fargo lead with 3:14 to go in the first. And off the faceoff, the Storm shoot it out of play. A couple seconds off the clock, but we'll redo the faceoff, and the linesman discussion will keep the faceoff in neutral ice. Fargo now out shooting the Storm, 10-7. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Gardner plays it all the way down into the Fargo end. Israelson leaves it to Goff, and Goff will bring it forward for Fargo. On the far side, Isimont into the zone. Lost the puck for a second, but continues control and goes behind the net. Isimont now up top for Goff. Bouncing puck, got it down low to Hot Hayes. Now over to Warner. Warner, Isimont, back to Goff, who's got a lane. He shoots and misses the net well wide. Rebound on the near side, played up top for Warner, who lost out of the zone. Lebowski trying to fight for it, and he gets it all the way down. 10 seconds left in the McMurphy penalty. McMurphy in the box for holding as Fargo has possession. Hunter Warner, cross-ice pass, Isimont to the center, was knocked away, kept in by Goff with a shot, save made by Levine. Tri-City back at full strength. Fargo with it now. Puck bounces over the stick of Zerbin, and here come the Storm. Nice play to Berger in the zone. Berger shoots, was blocked. Berger gets the puck back, sent it in deep. McMurphy is in after coming out of the box, and Fargo able to take it out of the zone. It's collected by Hutton in neutral ice for Tri-City. Hutton, nice pass on the far side. Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie holding on the far side, trying to center to Berger. Was knocked away by Goff. Played behind the Fargo net by Warner. Warner made a move to the near side for Zerbin. Centering pass goes all the way out to neutral ice. And it's touched up by Fritz. Got it to Wilkie. Now Curry. Curry leaves to Wilkie. Wilkie from the goal line tried a shot that was blocked. And Goff for Fargo will take it forward. Here's Zerbin with a lot of speed. Knocked down by Kerr. No call coming. Levine able to get the puck to Curry on the near side, who banks it to neutral ice. Wilkie just dumped it in and took a hit from Jakstad. And Fargo with possession now. It's Tanner Jago on the far side. Jakstad shoots it into the Storm end. Final minute here of this first period. Fargo leading 2-1 over Tri-City. Kerr to Valisano's got a rush. Into the zone. Offside is the call. Poganski looked like he held up, and Valisano brought it in. Officials giving the offside whistle. 59 seconds to go here in the first period presented by Nebraska Lottery. Bit of a frustrating period for Tri-City as they scored the opening goal from Wilkie, but then a power play goal from Tyler Hines and a quick answer from Zerbin less than a minute later as Fargo leading 2-1. Fargo with possession now in their own end. Kivihalme got it forward, and now it's Hines. Cross-ice pass deflected off Poganski into the Storm end. Picked up by Gomez. Gomez into the corner. Can't win the battle against two force players. Morelli got it in deep. Behind the Storm net, Schultz was the first man there. Poganski up the wall, into the air. Valisano had a touch of it with his skate. And now Hines to the center. Hines shot. Save Levine with the left pad. Poganski into the corner. Over to Gomez. Gomez stops in the corner. Got it turned over to Morelli. A shot, save Levine. Rebound, slap that. Levine couldn't find it through traffic, and now it's Freitag that picks it up and sends it all the way to the Fargo end. It's rolling wide of the net. Icing whistled on Tri-City with 4 seconds to go in the first period. Fargo leading 2-1 and out shooting the Storm 14-7 right now. But just 4 seconds left in this first period. Face off to the left of Levine now in the Storm end as Valisano will take the draw against Isimont. One forward by Tri-City, and Freitag sends it down once more. That'll do it for the first period. Tri-City scores the first goal of the game, but they trail 2-1 after Fargo scored twice in under a minute. Tyler Hines, power play goal, and Andrew Zerbin, fourth game in a row with a goal for Fargo. We'll take a break and come back to recap the first in the Stadler Implement period recap next on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 2-1 deficit after one period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm and Fargo Force here on a Sunday afternoon in Kearney. We're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, we're through one period here, and the Storm had a good flow going early on in the game, but didn't get much to show for it. And then they did get a goal in the second half of the period at 11:06. Chris Wilkie with his 15th goal of the season. Wilkie had been in a bit of a slump, and so that was a good goal for Wilkie, try to get him back on track a little bit. His line with Berger and Curry in past weekends had been producing, and Berger has really stepped up his play in the second half of the season. But Wilkie, over the last couple weeks, had been held quiet, and that was a big goal for him to try to get him back and get him productive. But a couple minutes later, a penalty to Chase Berger for holding about a minute after Wilkie's goal led to a Tyler Hines power play tally. Mears Moore picks up the first assist on that Hines goal, and Hines really created something special. He was from the far side, moved off the wall to the circle, and then outweighted a few different Storm defensemen and goaltender Hayden Levine and shot one high over Levine's left shoulder and into the net. Hines with the goal, has his 15th of the season, same as Wilkie. And Hines now with 7 goals and 3 assists for 10 points in 12 games with Fargo. So since coming from Omaha, where he had a bit of a more of a grinder role with the Lancers, who have all those high offense, high-powered lines, he comes over to Fargo with a team that has trouble scoring all season and becomes their leading scorer. And he's really kind of grown into his role here in Fargo. And over the last couple nights, he's definitely looked like a leader on the ice for Fargo, as Tyler Hines. He's a 20-year-old, 1993 birth year, headed to Union next season. And a nice goal for Hines to tie it at 1. After that, the Storm had a really good shift in the offensive end. Freitag, Valisano, and Poganski come right back, had a couple looks at the net, had the puck in deep, were working well. But Fargo takes the puck out. They take the puck up the ice. Babcock finds Andrew Zerbin, and he makes a nice little move and beats Levine with a wrist shot off the post and in. And Fargo, all of a sudden, takes a 2-1 lead. And that's what can happen when you take penalties. We talked about it last night. In the third period, Tri-City took penalties, allowed Fargo back in the game. Here in the first, 3 penalties, all to Tri-City players. Donovan Gardner for tripping, Chase Berger for holding, Ryan McMurphy also for holding. And the McMurphy penalty, a little bit out of frustration. Fargo goes 1 of 3 on the power play, but in a game that the Storm had some momentum and some control of the pace, they give that up when they take a penalty, and Fargo has definitely taken control of this one. They lead 2-1, and the Storm have to refocus here in the intermission and try to come back out as a new team in the second. But as we talked, the Storm had great starts on both Friday and Saturday and didn't play when it mattered in the third. Didn't have much to say for anything, and they blew the leads. So here, now they got something to come back from as they're down 2-1. Not a bad deficit, but absolutely the Storm need to be working hard and working smart, as Jim Holton says, here in the second period. That's our Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm trailing Fargo Force 2-1 after 1 period. Come back with a check of the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto. There's 4 games here on a Sunday in the USHL, and we'll get you the updates next here on the Breeze 94.5.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
For 3 generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing Fargo 2-1 after the first period. inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Let's get you those out-of-town scoreboard updates presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Four games this afternoon around the USHL. Bunch of different cities hosting Sunday afternoon games. And the first one in Ann Arbor, Team USA has a 3-2 lead on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. USA today going with their 17 and under team. It was 2-2 after one, and in the second period, Colin White has made it 3-2 in favor of Team USA. USA with goals from Colin White, Jordan Greenway, and Jeremy Bracco. Carson Kuhlman and Phil Bogie both have goals for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Again, 3-2 USA lead over Dubuque with 4:49 to go in the second period in Ann Arbor. Cedar Rapids has a 2-0 lead in Green Bay after one. The Rough Riders, second place team in the U.S. St. Charles Eastern Conference, gotten goals from two Andrews, Andrew Ogilvy and Andrew Podorowski, and lead 2-0 over Green Bay after one period. And the final game is the Omaha Lancers and Chicago Steel. Steel have had a couple of those of these Sunday afternoon games at the Edge Ice Arena. Omaha leading 2-0. The Lancers have goals from defenseman Tucker Pullman and forward Ryan Tate. They lead 2-0 over the Chicago Steel. 8 minutes to go in the first period at the Edge Ice Arena in Bensenville, Illinois. Here in Kearney, the Tri-City Storm trail 2-1 to the Fargo Force. Only Storm player with multiple shots on net in the first is Chris Wilkie, who had the Storm goal. Fargo had Hines with three shots on net. Kivi Alme had two, as well as McDonald with two. On the Storm, so far, no power plays. Fargo 1-for-3 with four shots on their power play. And the Force, with that power play goal, have the lead 2-1 after one period of play. 40 minutes to go in this one. A lot of time left, and Tri-City going to try to get back into this game and have a positive second period, which will come your way next here on The Breeze. But first, we want to remind you about our Valentino's trivia question. Fans, every Tuesday, we're doing the Valentino's trivia question on the Storm Facebook page. Presented by Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. And our winner this past week, Jim and Deb Casey. Congratulations to you guys on the victory with the correct answer of our trivia question on our Facebook page last week. We'll have another question coming your way this Tuesday afternoon. Stay tuned on Facebook for the Valentino's Trivia Question of the Week. Second period, presented by Papa John's, is coming your way next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a five with eight zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Second period, Tri-City Storm, Tri-City Storm trailing the Fargo Force 2-1 here on the Breeze 94.5. Shots on goal in the first period, Fargo had 14, Tri-City with 7. Teams have switched sides. To start the second, Tri-City will go from left to right on your radio dial. Fargo will go from right to left. Got an update that Drew Mayer is done for the night with an upper body injury. And we wish Drew the best of luck. We also wish Frederick Larson well as he got hurt on Friday. Other Storm injured players right now, Tori Dello, and then the rest, Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, and Cutler Martin all done for the year. Dello and Larson, Storm hope that they can come back next weekend. As we will see, the center ice faceoff to begin the second period. It'll be Cody Milan against Andrew McDonald of Fargo. We're underway in the second period. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Eastman steers the puck away from trouble and sends it into the Fargo end. Warner got hit on the far side. And the puck was under him. Pride free by Hutchison, centering pass Eastman. Eastman going down low. Hutchison and Milan in the near side corner got worked out by Fargo. Mears Moore, centering pass got deflected back to Kevin Kerr, who led one over to Milan. Nice pass. Milan on the near side of the center for Eastman got knocked away. Back to Milan, who sent it in deep. Eastman behind the net. Eastman stops, spins around, and it's played by McDonald for Fargo. The Force move up the ice. Moore fanned on a dump in, but then as he was falling down, ended up getting it in deep. Garrett Gomez picks it up. Gomez lost the puck. Here's a turnover and Tanner Jago into the zone. Nice work by Gomez on the back check to create the turnover and get it back to Tri-City. Poganski, long cross ice pass, was intercepted for a second by Hayes. Picked back up by Gomez. And Kevin Kerr will survey the ice and send it into the Fargo end. Valisano picking it up in the near side corner for Tri-City. Cycling with Poganski and Freitag. Poganski in the near side corner. Try to work it to the center. Is knocked away by Hayes. And now Hayes up the near side into the zone. CJ Hayes to the net. And a save made by Hayden Levine. 2-1 Fargo lead. Minute and a half into the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza. Here in Kearney, Tri-City with a defensive zone faceoff. Here to the right of Hayden Levine. Valisano will take the draw for Tri-City against Mike Babcock. Faceoff's won by Tri-City. Schultz got it to Fritz on the far side. Freitag up and out of the zone. But it's taken back by Zerbin for Fargo. Now Neil Goff. Got it to Babcock, who chipped it in. Babcock going to chase against Schultz. Schultz hits him into the wall, plays it around the far side where Fritz is there against Zerbin. And Zerbin takes it the far side, taken down. Freitag moving forward. Nice trying to pass to Wilkie there, but couldn't get it through to him, and now it's Babcock. Backhand pass all the way down. Icing is waved off as Tri-City has control of it. Schultz got it to Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie makes a nice move to get around one man in a neutral ice, and Curry went down. No call coming here as Wilkie lost possession of Alessano, diving to keep it in. And now it's taken back by Morelli, and here comes Fargo the other way. Wilkie trying to get it away from McDonald. Instead, it's dumped in deep for McDonald. He's hit by Gardner. Wilkie sends it around the near side. Kivihome right there. He gets knocked down by Eastman. No calls here. Officials letting him play. Eastman fell down in his own zone. Gardner able to finally control the puck here for Tri-City, and he'll move forward. 3 minutes into the second period. Fargo leading Tri-City 2-1 here on the Breeze. Gardner to the far side for Berger, who overskated it, has to recover back to the center. Gardner up to the near side. Eastman. Eastman into the zone. Eastman trying to make the move past Hayes. Couldn't do it. Hayes to the far side, though, cut off by Wilkie. Wilkie got it back to Eastman. Eastman in deep for Berger. Berger in the far side. Back to Wilkie now. Wilkie trying to get some space. Wilkie in the far side. Got McDonald on him. Wilkie to the center and a shot. It's the outside of the net. Now a rebound taken by Fargo, and Hayes will skate it up the near side. Hayes is stopped and neutralized, but now it's shot in by Kivihome. On the far side, Gardner put it in neutral ice. Fargo couldn't come in as they were offside, and now they're circling by the blue line, and an offside is whistled to the Force. 16:10 to go in the second period here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm trailing Fargo 2-1. Storm have yet to record a shot in the second period. See if they can try to work some opportunities here against Fargo, as the Storm have had the puck in deep but have not been able to get to the center. They've been in the corners. Puck's in Fargo's end once more here. Worked to the far side, Garrett Gray, and out of the zone. Poked off by Kevin Kerr, and Lebowski shoots it back in. He got hit. No call. As Hayes takes it forward. Lebowski trying to take it back, but he couldn't. Hayes on the near side. Isamont. Isamont with a centering pass. Knocked away. Here's Milan. Milan on the near side. McMurphy got it out to neutral ice. Neil Goff will shoot it back in. Wide of the net. Bounces to Kevin Kerr. Fargo making a change. Kerr controls it and sends it over to Gomez on the near side corner. Gomez moved around one man to the center. Gomez now past the red line. Gomez into the zone. He shoots. Save made. And a big hit by Gomez on a Fargo player. But now it's Fargo with the puck. Babcock cross-ice pass. Zerbin shoots in. Levine makes the stop behind the net. Pogansky on the near side. Gomez and Valisano. Nice pass. Pogansky at the center. Pogansky into the zone. Got taken off the puck. Freitag gets taken down into the wall. Penalty coming. Freitag laying onto the ice. Players come together. That was just a tough situation for Freitag, who lost control and went into the wall. And Freitag is down. He's got his head down. And you never like to see this with Freitag, who's such a young player. Fans very upset. And Andrew Zerbin is getting escorted out of the game. Freitag still down to the ice. A guy who the Storm drafted in the second round of the Phase 1 draft in May. Headed to Wisconsin to play college hockey in a couple of years. Just finished his junior season, and that is a terrible hit by Zerbin. Just a bad area. Freitag, great to see him back on his feet. And he skates off to the Storm bench. Matt Freitag, a young affiliate player for the Storm, is on back onto the bench. And Zerbin, that is about as bad of a hit as you can throw. Behind him, he was behind Freitag, sent him flying into the far side wall. And we'll get the call here. It's a five-minute major. Game misconduct. So the Storm will have a five-minute power play. But the real question is, how is Freitag doing? He's got his helmet off on the bench, having a talk with one of the trainers here from New West Sports Medicine. Always doing a great job here with our Tri-City Storm players, and we hope Freitag can get back out soon. Sitting on the bench, having a chat. Only his third USHL game, and while he was scheduled to head back to Minnesota after this weekend, you never like to see a player go down like that. And the Storm will have a five-minute power play here. Valisano will take the draw. Tri-City with a chance to get even. Trailing 2-1, five-minute power play. Gomez over to Kerr on the near side, Valisano. Valisano at the right circle, leaves it for Lebowski. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side, Gomez. Back to Kerr on the near side. Back to Gomez. Fakes on a shot, leaves it for Kerr. Kerr, now to Valisano. Valisano looking. Lebowski to the center. Nobody there. Hoganski controls up top, Kevin Kerr. Kerr to the center. Over to Lebowski. Lebowski gets it back to Kerr, who's got a lot of room. Far side, a shot and a save made by Israelson. Gomez let that one go. And the Storm worked for 30 seconds there just to get one shot. Tri-City needs to look to the net here. I know you got plenty of time. Still 4:23 to go in the Century 21 power play. But the Storm need to get a little bit more urgent here. Here on the power play. Second line out for Tri-City with a man advantage. They win the faceoff. Mylan to the center for Schultz. Schultz back to Mylan on the left point. Mylan down low to Wilkie on the circle and now on the goal line, McMurphy. Up top, Mylan. Mylan back to McMurphy. McMurphy down low, Wilkie. Wilkie holding on the far side. Got it to McMurphy. McMurphy with a shot. It was deflected by the stick of Israelson and sent up, but not out as Mylan keeps it in. Now it's Wilkie. Wilkie shoots. Save made by Israelson. Nice keep in by Mylan there. Minute and 4 seconds have gone by on the five-minute major to Andrew Zerbin. It's a boarding major and a game misconduct at 5:04. Wilkie took that shot. It was saved by Israelson. Plenty of time to go on the major penalty. 13:51 to go in the game. Second period presented by Papa John's Pizza. Storm with the faceoff. Kerr and Gomez now back at the top. Valisano on the right circle. Lebowski on the goal line. Up top, it's deflected out of the zone. All the way back down Levine. 3:40 to go in the major penalty to Andrew Zerbin. Tri-City down 2-1. Perfect time for them to get back in this. Valisano shoots in to the corner. Poganski first one there. Behind the net, Valisano. Back to Poganski on the right corner. Poganski up top to Kevin Kerr. Swings it to Gomez. Back to Kerr. And Gomez again on the left side. Lebowski, Gomez. Fakes over to Kerr. Kevin Kerr's looking, surveying, shooting. Deflected over the net by Poganski and out of play. And the faceoff will come out of the zone. 13:06 to go here in the second. Tri-City trailing 2-1 to Fargo on the Breeze 94.5 FM. 3:11 now to go on the major power play for Tri-City. Storm without the sense of urgency here in the puck movement. They're winning faceoffs. They have possession. They win this faceoff again. But no urgency on the shots here. It's McMurphy into the zone. McMurphy stops on the near side half wall. Up to Schultz. Schultz back to McMurphy. Swings it off the boards to himself, leaves it for Berger. Up top, got Mylan. Mylan fakes on a shot, holding in the left point. Down low, Wilkie at the left circle. Wilkie lost it, lost possession. Here's Babcock the other way for Fargo. Babcock on the far side, shoots Levine with the save. Rebound loose behind the net. And it's picked up by Babcock. He shoots and misses the net. Couple shorthanded chances for Mike Babcock. And Wilkie picks up the puck. 2.5 to go in the major penalty. Wilkie up the ice. Far side, McMurphy. Shoots in deep. behind the net. Neil Goff around the side, kept in by Kerr. Kerr looking at the net. He'll go back up top, leave it for Berger. Berger gets hit in the wall. Berger trying to get it to McMurphy in the near side corner. Berger holding. Back to McMurphy now. McMurphy takes a hit. No call. Goes up top, kept in by Kevin Kerr on the right point. 2 minutes to go on the major penalty. McMurphy down to Berger. Over to McMurphy on the near side. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Now over to Milan. Milan banks it off the wall to Wilkie. Wilkie down low to Berger. Berger shoots in front. Blocked. Berger gets it back. Swings it to McMurphy in the near side corner. McMurphy still in control. Minute and a half to go on the major power play. Wilkie on the circle. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Over to Milan. Now Wilkie again. On the left point, shoot. Save made. Now it's McMurphy on the rebound. Lost it to Ghaffari, and he sends it all the way down. 1:20 to go on the major penalty. Milan with it. Leaves it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr has it through center. On the near side, Poganski into the zone. Gets by his man. Poganski to the center. Save. Rebound. Save. Another save. And a shot goes wide. Lebowski, a couple shots in front. Lebowski still with the puck behind the net now. 55 seconds left of the major power play. Lebowski diving to try to keep it, and he can't. And here comes Tyler Hines. Hines is around Gomez. Hines in the left side now. Stops. Shoots into the center. It's blocked by Gomez. And Lebowski able to pick it up. 40 seconds to go on the power play. Poganski past the red line, into the zone, offside. Oh, hand pass is called. Wouldn't have been offside there, but a hand pass was the whistle. 36 seconds to go, and a major penalty to Andrew Zerbin. Tri-City has had all kinds of zone time, but limited opportunities here on the power play. Faceoff is won by Fargo. They hammer it all the way down. 30 seconds to go in the major penalty. Fritz with it for Tri-City. Fritz forward to Schultz. Schultz into the zone for Hutchison. Hutchison able to take it away. Hutchison now down low. Up top for Fritz. 15 seconds left in the penalty. Over to the far side. Schultz with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Eastman lost his stick. And it's sent all the way down. And that will kill the rest of the penalty. Halfway through the second period, 5 of the 10 minutes have seen the Storm with a man advantage, but they come up empty. 7 shots officially registered during the power play, but 2-1, Fargo in the lead, and here's Jago with a chance. He shoots, save made, Levine. Rebound far side, Storm of a 3-on-2 if they can hurry here, but Hutchison loses it. Isamont got taken down, and now we get a stoppage here as Levine's helmet had come off. Didn't see how that happened. Levine lost his stick and helmet somehow. 9:28 to go in the period. And the shot came from Fargo, and Levine got knocked down and lost his helmet and stick there. Officials having a discussion. Levine looked like he got knocked down by Mason Morelli. But no call resulting from it. 2-1 Fargo lead here in the Papa John's second period of play. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Well, Storm fans, the good news is Matt Freitag is still sitting on the Storm bench. Bad news is he doesn't have a helmet on, so he's not about to come back into the game anytime soon, but they haven't brought him off the ice. Storm have already lost Drew Mayer in this game. And they were unable to capitalize on the 5-minute major power play after the Freitag hit by Andrew Zerbin, who was whistled for a major for boarding and a game misconduct. 9:28 to go here in this second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Fargo leading the Storm 2-1 here on Sunday Funday at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff to the right of Levine. Berger will take it for Tri-City. And scrummed off the draw. Berger had a chance to move it out, but Eisenman with a shot that was blocked. Now the puck's loose. It was kicked over to Curry by Hutton. Curry got it to Wilkie. Wilkie passed the red line. Wilkie shoots it in. Curry going to get it against Goff. Puck's loose. Picked up by Fargo. Eisenman on the near side. Got it to Hayes. Turn it over to Wilkie. Wilkie shooting. Deflection wide of the net. Wilkie on the far side. Now over to Curry. Curry on the far side corner. Got a man on him. Puck comes free to Wilkie. Wilkie now behind the net. Getting sealed off by Goff. And Goff moves it around the near side. Got it to the center. Eisenman. Eisenman, far side pass is brought in by Fargo. And Eisenman gets it back. Poked off his stick. Kevin Kerr has the puck. Around to the near side. Wilkie was sealed off. Two Fargo players in deep to play that puck. There's three players for Fargo in deep. But Hutton is working for Tri-City, trying to get it to Berger. Up the wall, Wilkie tried to chip it out. Puck comes free down low for Hayes. Hayes for Fargo, centers it all the way down the ice, though, as he played it up top, went through Jago and Kivihalme. Now Kivihalme has it on the near side. Jago and Kivihalme playing catch, and the puck moves over to McDonald. Puck goes all the way on the far side over to the Storm end. And Schultz played it up the wall, taken by Valisano, who's now working with Milan and Poganski with Freitag out, as well as Mayer. Storm almost down to three lines right now. They've only got Storm have 10 forwards. Fargo has 9. Fargo started the game with 10, but now Zerbin tossed. And Israelson had control of it, but didn't have it covered up. Puck came loose, but official had blown the whistle, so we get a stoppage. 7:40 to go here in the second. Tri-City Storm trailing Fargo 2-1. Neither team has scored a goal in this second. Only penalty was to Zerbin for the major. McMurphy will take the draw against Babcock. Won by Fargo. Sent around the wall on the near side. Moved by Jakstad to the Storm end. Kevin Kerr back to get it. Banks it off the wall. Eastman left it at the top of the zone. Jakstad kept it in. A shot from Morelli. Save Levine. He hangs on to the rebound. Hayden Levine making that save for the Storm. 7:24 to go in the second. Fargo leading 2-1. Storm out shooting Fargo in the second 9-4. But in large part due to that 5-minute major power play for Tri-City. Fargo outshooting the Storm 19-16 now overall in this game. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Berger had won the faceoff, got it to the top, kept in again by Fargo. Played on the far side. Morelli breaks his stick. It goes flying into the air. The toe of his stick was flying, and now the rebound taken by the Storm into Fargo's end. Wilkie evading Gaffari. Got it to Hutchison in front, taken by Babcock. Kept in, though, nicely by Schultz. Played down low to Wilkie. Penalty upcoming here to Fargo. Didn't see the penalty, but it'll be to Fargo. Storm will head to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So the Storm here today are 0-for-1 on the power play. Andrew Zerbin had the boarding major, and now it's a cross-checking minor over to Hunter Warner. So Warner for cross-checking, and Tri-City will head back to the Century 21 power play. Storm had 7 shots in the 5-minute major. Try to get some more opportunities on net here in the 2-minute advantage. 2-1 Fargo lead at the Viero Event Center. Third game in 3 days for Tri-City, and they're going to have to bear down here over the final 27 minutes. Try to get a win. Warner in the box. Storm win the faceoff. Kevin Kerr comes over to play it on the far side. Over to Milan. Milan to Kerr. Sends it in deep. Poganski. Pogansky on the far side wall. Pogansky gets taken down but keeps it alive to Milan. Down low. Here's Valisano shooting off the side of the net. Now Milan's got it. Milan over the Valisano on the near side circle. Valisano took a shove, played it to Milan. Back to Valisano. Milan on the goal line. Milan overskated the puck but got it back. Worked it to the far side. He's got room to play it. Milan up top for Kevin Kerr. Shoots one and a save made there by the netminder Israelson. 1:24 to go on the Century 21 power play. Penalty to Hunter Warner for cross-checking. That time Kevin Kerr got the puck and quickly decided that he was going to shoot it when he got it. Save made by Israelson. Face-off to Israelson's right in the Fargo end. Malisano couldn't win the draw. Gaffari got it down low. Intercepted by Pogansky, who kicked it to Milan on the far side. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Lebowski at the right point. Holding over to Valisano. Valisano will take the center of the ice. Leaves it for Lebowski, who trips and falls. Gets back up. Had time to keep it in. And it's worked out of the zone. Lebowski just tripped there. Not sure if he just lost an edge, but there was nobody within 10 feet of him. As Kerr moves it up the far side, now Lebowski sends it into the zone. Sent right back out by Fargo. And now Tri-City's got too many men on the ice. Easy call for the ref to make. There's five Storm players on the ice. Valisano skating gingerly over to the bench. Looks like he got hit. And that'll be it for the Storm power play. 4-on-4 for the next 46 seconds. And Pat Curry will go serve the penalty. Curry has not seen any power play time for Tri-City. He'll go sit in the box. Kind of a surprising decision, as you'd think you'd want Pat Curry on the ice for the 4-on-4 with his speed. But Jim Holton not happy with Pat Curry's play, and he hasn't garnered much ice time here tonight. Faceoff won by the Storm. Gomez got it forward, and we're out to neutral ice. 40 seconds to go in a 4-on-4 before a Fargo power play. 5.5 to go in the second period. Neil Goff takes a hit from McMurphy. Shoots it in deep. Schultz runs his man into the wall, Jakstad. And now it's Gomez. Gomez on the near side to McMurphy. Got it into the zone, but out of play. Stoppage in play. 5:14 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's. Tri-City trailing Fargo 2-1. 4-on-4 for 19 more seconds. And then an abbreviated Fargo power play. Face-off won by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr hustles over to get it. Kerr is moving on the far side, and he's got some speed. Kevin Kerr into the zone. Swung around by Israelson to the near side, where Hutton keeps it in with a shot that misses wide of the net. Kivi Halme will play it over to Jago. And now on the far side, Isimon, as the man's out of the box for Fargo. Turned over to Milan, though, and now he can shoot it all the way down the ice. 1 minute to go here on a GNC penalty kill. 4:40 left in the second. Tri-City is trailing 2-1 to Fargo. Isimon into the zone. Lost the puck. Schultz gets it back out to neutralize. 50 seconds left on the GNC penalty kill. Taken by Fargo. Mears Moore. Far side Hines. He gets shoved into the wall by Schultz. Schultz takes the puck but loses it over to Moore. Moore played it down low. Gardner sealed off Hines. Puck's loose, though. Morelli plays it. Morelli to the near side. 30 seconds to go on the power play. Down low. Hines held up by Gardner, but Morelli has it. Morelli up top. Kivi Halme. Now Jago. Far side. On the circle. Chance in front. And a shot and a save. Levine. Big time save. Levine there on Morelli. And the rebound's clear. 10 seconds left. Fargo's going to try to get one more rush. But Hutchison breaks it up, and Hines has to circle back. Valisano trying to take it away, and it's bouncing around, played into the Storm end. Storm back to full strength here as Pat Curry's out of the box, and Valisano brings it in. Valisano holding, stopping on the far side wall, gets taken down. No call as Goff took Valisano down. Storm intercepted, neutralized. Kevin Kerr played it back in. Storm tag up. 3:20 to go in the second. Fargo with a 2-1 lead. Neither team has scored in the middle period. Fargo has a rush here. It's Morelli up the near side. Shoot. Save made by Levine. Rebound down low behind the net. Is worked on the near side to Valisano. Valisano was stopped by Garrett Gray, but the puck's picked up by Grant Hutton, and now he's got Eastman in neutral ice. Eastman shoots it, and it's blocked by Fargo, and Poganski overskated a bouncing puck, and now it's Isimont the other way. Isimont on the far side, trying to get around Hutton to the center. Levine knocked it away with a stick. Now another shot was blocked. Here comes Tri-City with an opportunity for a rush as Wilkie was streaking. It was taken away by Hayes, but now a 3-on-2 Berger. Into the zone, Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie with a shot that misses the net. Now on the near side, Fargo's got a chance to rush back. Babcock to Gray. 2-on-2. Gray shoots, blocked away by Gomez. Chance in front, bouncing around, taken away. Here's the storm the other way. It's Fritz. Fritz down the far side. Leaves it to Wilkie. Wilkie to the center. Gomez couldn't get it. Curry with a shot. It was blocked by Goff. Sent in by Gomez to Curry. Curry on the near side. Got it to Berger. Berger working it back to Curry. Curry now from the goal line to Wilkie. Wilkie to the center for Berger. Was knocked away. Wilkie's got it back. Wilkie shoots. Save made by Israelson. Now on the back wall, Curry again. Curry to the center. Berger's got room. He turns away from the net. And now Curry's got it. Curry in the corner, the center, Wilkie shot, it was blocked by Berger. Berger with a shot, it was blocked by Kiviaume. Now on the far side wall, Wilkie still with it. Storm with a great shift here, trying to get chances. Berger's going to go for change. Curry's holding up the puck. Now Wilkie goes to change, though. And now Fargo's going to bring it out. Morelli will send it all the way down. Levine plays it around the far side wall, where Lebosky will backhand it into neutral ice. It bounces away, and Fargo able to take control. Minute 13 to go in the second period. As Fargo's got it, shot in by Moore. Racing to the pucks, Andrew McDonald. He gets stopped by Gomez. Gomez does a great work on D when he's not even a defenseman. And now it's sent back in deep by Fargo. Storm couldn't clear. Hines getting shoved by Fritz. Hines again, another shove by Fritz. To the center, knocked off the puck, into the corner. McDonald's got it. 48 seconds left in the second. Gaffari to the far side. Jago with a shot, saved by Levine. Got it into the corner. Now Gaffari takes a big hit from Gomez. And now the puck is loose, taken back by Fargo to the center. Levine makes a save. Rebound bouncing around, and Gomez controls. He gets it out to neutralize. 30 seconds to go in the period. Mears Moore. Cross ice pass. He's got a man on the far side, McDonald. He shoots. Levine knocks it up into the netting and out of play. 19 seconds to go here in the second. And after not much action for most of the second period, some good back and forth between the two teams. A couple good shots for either side. Great shift by Wilkie, Berger, and Curry. But again, no result out of it. 2-1 Fargo. 19 seconds to go in the second. Valisano and Isimont on the face-off. Isimont's tossed out of the circle, and Garrett Gray will come in to take it. It's won by Valisano, and Kevin Kerr sends it up and out of the zone, rolls back to Israelson, who plays it on the near side, intercepted by Valisano. He's got to shoot in, and Storm got to tag up. They do. Around the far side with 5 seconds to go in the period, and we get a stoppage, and a penalty is going to be whistled here. And a charging call is whistled to Fargo. Mikey Isimont to the box for charging. Tri-City Storm to the Century 21 power play with just 4 seconds left here in the second period. And although they may not get a great opportunity, they can get one off this faceoff here with 4 seconds left. And if they don't score, they'll have the power play extend to the third. Berger on the faceoff against Babcock to the left of Israelson with 4 seconds left in the period. Faceoff is won by Fargo. Jago takes a hit from Curry, and that's it for the period. As Curry ends up on the ground with two Fargo players in front of him. We got some pushing and shoving in the corner. Neil Goff at the center of everything. Berger and Babcock locked up. Curry's still on the ground here. And now he's back on his feet. Tanner Jago with pushing and shoving with Curry. Babcock into it now with Kerr. Officials just trying to separate the two teams and get them off the ice here so we can get going with the intermission. A couple extra words to be said between the two teams here at the end of the period. Fargo leading 2-1. Neither team scored in the second. And we'll have the 20 minutes remaining in the third period. We'll see if any penalties result from all this. Tri-City had themselves a power play for a minute 56 heading into the third. And we'll see what happens. We'll come back, get you all caught up to date in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 2-1 to the Fargo Force after two periods in play here at the Viero Event Center. No goals in the second period, but we'll still recap it for you here presented by Central Hydraulic. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, in the second period, teams were even in shots, 11 apiece. Neither team scored a goal, which leaves Hayden Levine has 23 saves thus far. Matthias Israelson with 17 saves. Leaders in shots on net. Dan Lebowski has 3. Poganski has 3. Gomez has 3. Wilkie leads the Storm with 5. Jalen Schultz has 2. For Fargo, their leader is Mason Morelli with 4. Andrew McDonald has 3. The following players have 2 shots on net. That's Tivu Kivihalme Mears Moore, Tanner Jago, Michael Babcock. Penalties in the second period. Andrew Zerbin took a five-minute major for boarding that included a game misconduct. Zerbin, I believe, should be done for the game. And so the Fargo Force now down to nine forwards, but you wouldn't know it. They got a 2-1 lead. We've also had penalties to Hunter Warner for cross-checking, Tri-City Storm with a bench minor for too many men. Mikey Isamont took a charging penalty, and that leaves the Storm on a power play after the Isamont charging penalty at 19:56. Tri-City Storm have a minute 56 remaining on that power play. After the period expired, Tanner Jago was whistled for holding, and Pat Curry ends up with a roughing minor. Curry was on the floor for most of that, so I'm not sure how he's the one that ends up being the scapegoat there, but the officials take Curry to the box for 2 minutes, and it'll be a 5-on-4 power play for Tri-City for a minute 56 when we begin the third period. Shots on goal overall right now, 25 for Fargo, 18 for Tri-City. Power plays, Fargo 1-for-3. They scored their one goal in the first when the Storm took three penalties in the first. And Fargo actually right now should be 1-for-4 as they had a power play in the second period when the Storm took a too many men bench minor. It was an abbreviated power play, but still a power play opportunity. So Fargo 1-for-4 right now. Tri-City is 0-for-3. That third power play is the one that has just 4 seconds that have gone by, a minute 56 remaining in that penalty, which was given to Mikey Isamont for charging. So 2-1 Fargo after two. Tri-City has to bear down for 20 more minutes, trying to get a win in 2 points here to salvage the weekend. Storm 0-1-1 thus far this weekend after a loss in Lincoln on Friday and a loss here to Fargo yesterday in a shootout. That's your Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with the Midway Out-of-Town Scoreboard Update. We'll get you an update of the standings as well as we get to the final 10 games of the USHL regular season next on the Breeze 94.5.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
2-1 lead for the Fargo Force after 40 minutes over the Tri-City City Storm here at the Viero Event Center. Sunday Fun Day is our promotion here today. The Storm will be back in action next Friday and Saturday back here at the Viero Event Center. Storm are right now in the middle of a 7-game home stretch, and they only had 8 games left in that home stretch starting this weekend. But after this weekend, they will only have 6 home games remaining. Next week, it's Muskegon on Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 7:05. The following week, the Storm with a rare Friday off before a Saturday game against the Sioux City Musketeers. And then on the 21st and 22nd, the Tri-City Storm will face the Green Bay Gamblers. So a couple games at a conference coming up. 4 of the next 5 will be with the Eastern Conference. And again, next week, March 7th and 8th, against the Muskegon Lumberjacks. It'll be the first 2 times the teams see each other. Muskegon will be here at the Viero Event Center. Lapdog races coming up next weekend at the Viero Event Center. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Let's take a look at some of these scores here. Dubuque is losing now 5-2 to Team USA, 17 and under team. Give them credit here, playing very well against one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, as USA has a 5-2 lead with just 3:40 to go. Luke Kerwin has scored twice. Grant Gabrielle has scored. Colin White, Jordan Greenway, all with goals. Dubuque's only 2 for Carson Kuhlman and Phil Bogey. There's just under 4 minutes remaining in Ann Arbor as Team USA has a 5-2 lead over Dubuque. Cedar Rapids was up 2-0 over Green Bay, but the Gamblers have put up 4 straight goals and lead 4-2 after the second period at the Rest Center in Green Bay. Gamblers, 4 consecutive goals from Dawson Cook, Connor Hurley, Kevin Irwin, and Anthony Walsh. Cedar Rapids, 2 goals in the first from Andrew Ogilvie and Andrew Podorowski, but Green Bay with that 4-goal advantage in the second, and none of them on the power play. Pretty impressive from the Gamblers. They lead 4-2 after 2 periods. And Omaha has a 2-1 lead on the Chicago Steel. 11 minutes to go in the second period in that game. Chicago's goal in the second, scored by former Tri-City Storm player Robbie Payne. Assist goes to Mason Berg. At 7:08 of the second, 2 Omaha goals for Tucker Pullman and Ryan Tate for Omaha. The Lancers lead Chicago 2-1, 7 minutes to go in the second in Chicago. So a little update on the standings here. Indiana has a 9-point lead in the Eastern Conference. Cedar Rapids and Dubuque are both tied in second with 60 points, and both teams are losing right now. Dubuque to Ann Arbor and Team USA, and we've got Cedar Rapids who's losing to Green Bay. Speaking of Green Bay, they're tied with Chicago with 52 points. Those two teams tied in fourth, and so there will be an odd man out between those 5 teams. Indiana looks like they are going to clinch pretty soon. Omaha and Waterloo are the only 2 teams that have clinched playoff spots thus far. Indiana is in first. Cedar Rapids and Dubuque tied in second. Chicago and Green Bay tied in fourth. And then Muskegon is on the outside looking in, but just by 4 points. So they're not out of it yet. Team USA, who started off so well, is now at 500, 20-20-3. They've got 43 points and they're 9 points out. Youngstown is 14-28-6. They've got 34 points. And they are out of the race. In the Western Conference, Omaha is leading the way with 73 points. Waterloo with 72. And those two teams, as I said, have clinched. Sioux City is 10 points behind Omaha and 9 behind Waterloo. The Musketeers have 63 points. And Sioux Falls has 62 points. Des Moines and Lincoln are tied in 5th place right now with 43 points apiece. And Tri-City is in 7th with 39 points. Fargo picked up 2 points last night with the win here in Kearney, and they have 21 points, bringing up the rear in the Western Conference. That's your standings and scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. We've got the third period Coming your way next here at the Viero Event Center, Storm will start the third with a power play opportunity that's almost 2 minutes. It's a minute 56 power play opportunity for Tri-City. And it's coming your way next here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a five with eight zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Trailing 2-1 here as we enter the third period. Fargo Force in the lead. Storm will have a power play here for the next minute 56 seconds. Two Fargo Force players in the box right now. Mikey Eisenmont for charging. Tanner Jago for holding. For the Storm, Pat Curry's in the box for roughing. The roughing and the holding penalties are canceling out. We got a 5-on-4 power play for Tri-City. Storm tonight are 0-for-3 on the power play. One of those three opportunities, however, is ongoing. Faced off one forward here by Tri-City. Physical face-off that they got the puck deep. Neil Goff around the wall and out. So all the way down to Hayden Levine. Underway here in the third, Tri-City trailing 2-1. Trying to get a comeback victory here to cap off the weekend. Lebowski on the far side, Milan shoots it in. Poganski first man there, got hit by Goff. Puck scrum four on the back end, won by Milan, sent it to Poganski. Poganski got it to Berger in the far side corner. Berger will send it back to Poganski. Poganski work along the wall. Got it up top. Wilkie, who's there. Wilkie fake shoots. Deflected wide. Poganski in front there. Try to put it in front. Now Wilkie over to Lebowski. Nice pass into the corner from Milan. Milan finds Wilkie with a shot. Save made, rebound, score! Looks like Danny Lebosky put it home on the backside. And Tri-City ties the game 2-2 with a power play goal in the opening minute of the third period presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City made the play there. Wilkie took the initial shot, banged around in front, and we're tied 2-2. Puck was moved by Lebosky to Milan in the corner. Milan went back to Wilkie for the shot, banged around in front. Tough to see if it was Berger. Gomez got it? I think it's Berger or Lebosky that's going to get credit for this goal when we look at it here on the replay. But either way, it's a 2-2 game, and the Storm capitalize on a huge opportunity early on. Hutchison now into the offensive zone. He takes a hit, goes down, and it's a 3-on-2 for Fargo. Eastman trying to get back into the play. Force on the far side. Hines with a move and a save, Levine. Hines with a beautiful move to get in, and Levine makes the save. Now Gomez got it through. Hutchison deflects in deep. It's moved to the near side. And now Eastman to the center. Berger and Hutchison trying to fight for it. It's shot in deep. We don't have an update for you, but I can tell you that Freitag is not on the bench right now. So Freitag done for the night, as we're already in the third here. Now the puck is in the Fargo end. Donovan Gardner with a shot that's deflected wide. Lebosky able to send it back in deep. Berger against Goff, left it for Wilkie. Wilkie battling, gets free. Wilkie with the puck on the goal line for Lebosky. Down low, Berger. Berger in the front, save made, rebound loose, and the whistle's blown. Berger got one shot there, and it was saved by Israelson. And we get a stoppage, 17:46 to go in the third. Tri-City Storm tied 2-2 with the Fargo Force after an early power play goal in the third. They're correcting the goal, and they're giving it to Berger here, who was in front with Poganski. So I think one of the two of them got a piece of that shot. Wilkie should pick up an assist on the play as he took the initial shot. Fargo tried to bank it up top. Kevin Kerr keeping it in. A shot from Valisano went over the net, deflected up top. So now Valisano retreats back, and here comes Fargo with a rush as it's on the near side. Morelli with a shot. Big rebound. Score. Fargo has retaken the lead as it's Jakstad that put it home. Alex Jakstad under the legs of Levine, who made the initial save but left a big-time rebound. And Jakstad gives Fargo a 3-2 lead 2 minutes after Wilkie had scored. The rebound, Jakstad on the backhand, went right under Levine, and Levine was in position but never got down. If he was on his knees in a position where you would be down but not covering the bottom of the net, and the puck rolled right in through his legs. Now it's Andrew McDonald for Fargo, who leaves it for Hines, and it's moved up and out of the zone by Tri-City, and Fargo has it now in neutral ice. Mears Moore around to the near side for Hines. Nice move around Schultz. Hines shoots. Save Levine. Levine made the save and then gave Hines a slash as he went by the net. Hines, couple words to say to Levine. Hines very into nodding his head. He skates by. He's got his head nodding. He skates by. He's making sure that helmet is on straight. Levine not happy with that. As Levine definitely slashed him with the goaltending stick there. Faceoff into the Storm end is won by Tri-City, and Fritz wraps it around the wall. Lebosky trying to get it out of the zone. He does. Wilkie couldn't collect and neutralize, and now it's Lebosky again. Lebosky at the red line, shooting it in. Wrapped around the wall. Goff sent it forward for Moore. Banked off of Wilkie's skate back in deep. Wilkie to the front for Berger was blocked. Goff got it up top. Kevin Kerr keeps it in. Chance to Wilkie, shoots it, deflects up into the netting. Looks like it might have went off the side of the net and out of play. 16-23 left in the game here in the Big O Tires. Third period. Tri-City worked for like half the game to try to tie this thing. And once they do, they allowed a goal. A couple minutes later, not even 2 minutes later, to Alex Jackstat. Face-off. Scrum 4-1 by Fargo on the near side. Polganski keeps it in. Leaves for Gomez. Up top, Schultz. Gomez taking a shift as a forward here as Schultz and Gardner are back on defense. Puck's moved on the wall, kept in by Schultz, and Gomez keeps it in deep to Polganski. Polganski working on Jago on the far side corner. Three force players there. Valisano trying to win the puck, but he couldn't. And now it's sent back down low. Gomez, very physical, trying to take the puck away, but he couldn't. And now Iceman on the near side for Garrett Gray. Gray past the red line, flips it in. Levine gloves it and hangs on. Levine took a little tap there from Hayes, who hears about it from the linesman. Things getting a little chippy here. 15:40 to go in this game. Two teams will see each other again on March 28th and 29th in Fargo at the Shields Arena. Faceoff in the Storm end is won by Tri-City. 15:30 to go in this game. McMurphy to the center. Got it to Milan. Milan in the zone. Milan on the far side. Put it wide of the net. Behind the net, Curry got mauled by Gaffari. But it's kept alive by Milan, who got a hit on the near side. He keeps it alive. Good hard work by Tri-City. Some tough hits from Fargo here. As Curry was in deep trying to get the puck. Morelli got it out to neutral ice, but right to Grant Hutton. Hutton got it forward to Curry. Curry backhands it into the zone. Milan is there to take it on the far side half wall. Send it in deep. McMurphy behind the net. McMurphy tried to get it to the center. Loose puck taken out by Hunter Warner. And it's Kevin Kerr that will start it. Kerr over to McMurphy. Now down low Hutton. And the Storm have it in their own zone. Hutton behind the net evades a checker for Fargo. And Hutton skates up the ice. Hutton on the near side. Got past one man. Hutton into the zone. Hutton shoots. It was blocked. Hutton on the far side. Keeps control. Down low to Lebosky. Lebosky's got room. He shoots and misses the net. Rebound on the near side. Out to neutral ice. As Schultz played it back. Lost the puck. Here's Hines. Hines moves in. Levine poke checks it off the stick. The net comes off. And we get a whistle and a stoppage. 14:22 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Fargo Force leading the Storm 3-2. Goals for Fargo in this one from Tyler Hines, Andrew Zervin, who has since been ejected, and Alex Jackstat. For the Storm, Wilkie and Berger have the two goals right now. They're giving the goal to Berger, the second Storm goal. It was banged around in front. Tough to see who got it. Tri-City off the faceoff got it to Gomez. And Gomez will skate forward. Again, Gomez playing a forward shift. Here comes Fritz and Gomez, 2-on-1. Fritz shoots. Save made by the goaltender, Israelson. But now it's Gomez behind the net. Gomez in front. Puck's loose in the crease. And it's still loose. And now it's Hines that's battling it out to neutral ice. And the puck goes into the Storm bench. And a whistle is blown. 13:57 remaining here in the third period. Presented by Big O Tires. Fans, are you fed up with high gas prices? Well, it looks like they're here to stay. But there's one thing you can do to ensure maximum gas mileage. Stop by Big O Tires for a free air pressure and alignment check. At Big O, they'll take care of all your vehicle maintenance needs to make sure you get the best gas mileage possible. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Fargo with a 3-2 lead here at the Viero Event Center. Storm trailed 2-1 heading to the third and got a quick power play goal from Chase Berger. But Fargo responded less than 2 minutes later, and Alex Jackstat found a rebound in front and slipped it under Levine in between his legs going five-hole, and Fargo has a 3-2 lead. Tri-City in danger of being swept on the weekend and the two home games against Fargo on Saturday and here today on Sunday. Face off at center ice after the puck went into the Storm bench. And Milan will take it against Iceman, who wins it forward, Milan does. Over to Hutchison. Hutchison gets it in the near side corner, sends it into Milan. Milan with two Fargo players there, but it was left on the near side, Eastman. Eastman trying to move up the wall, lost it to Gray, kept in by Kerr. Over to Eastman. Hutchison at the center, got it to Gardner. Gardner with a shot, save made by Israelson. Rebound on the near side, now Gray. Gray gets past Hutchison, still moving with the puck into the zone. Gray couldn't get past Hutchison a second time. Hutchison goes down in the corner, penalty coming to Fargo. Official made the decision there to call that penalty after Hutchison went down. Lucas Martin on the call there, the official tonight. And the Storm went back to the power play. Tri-City has a power play goal in this period, and Garrett Gray is into the box. Tri-City Storm back to the power play with 13:23 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm trailing 3-2. Another opportunity here for the Storm. They announced the penalty to Garrett Gray for cross-checking. Faceoff is to the right of the netminder for Fargo, Israelson. And it's won by the force, the faceoff is. Round of the wall and kept in by Poganski at the top. Poganski over to Berger on the far side. Berger, nice pass to Wilkie on the left point. Wilkie moves into the center for Lebowski, who keeps it in. Got it down low to Poganski behind the net. Poganski on the near side now. It's moved up top for Wilkie. Wilkie holding. Finds Milan on the goal line. Milan shooting over to Berger, and he shot one. That was deflected away. Now it's Wilkie. Wilkie makes one move around Babcock. To the center, he shoots. Save me! Rebound is hung on to. Israelson didn't know where it was. He looked behind himself. But he held on to the puck, and he kept it in front of the goal line. 12:50 to go. Big O Tires third period. 1:27 to go in the century. 21 power play for Tri-City. Berger on the draw, and it's won by Fargo. Jago around to the far side. Penalty upcoming on Tri-City. Milan going to get caught with a high stick here. Levine touches up behind the play. And the Storm negate their power play here. For the second time tonight, they negate a power play. High sticking is whistled on Cody Milan. Just not the right time for a penalty there in the offensive zone on the power play. And so now we'll have 4-on-4 for a minute 18. 12:41 left to go in this game. Fargo has a 3-2 lead. Faceoff won by Tri-City to start the 4-on-4. Kevin Kerr brings it forward to Gomez. Gomez, another forward shift here as he's into the zone. Shoots, misses, maybe a deflected out of play by the goaltender Israelson. And the Storm will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Now, with the Storm trailing by a goal, Jim Holton has decided to deploy Gomez as a forward late in the game looking for offense. Schultz off the faceoff with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Valisano hustling over. Got it to the sidewall, but then Hines took it away. Hines up the ice. Makes a move past Schultz. Hines on the far side. Taken down. No call, but he gets it to Neil Goff with a shot. Yo Levine makes the save. Instead of covering it, he just puts it to the near side corner. Play is still live for Fargo in the Storm end. 4-on-4 for 35 more seconds as Valisano works it to Gomez on the far side wall. Gomez gains the red line and shoots in on the netminder Israelson, who makes the stop and gets it to Warner. And Hunter Warner plays from the far side corner ahead. Pass deflected into neutral ice. It got past McMurphy. Babcock shoots it on Levine, who makes the save. And a rebound over to Fritz. Fritz takes a hit there from Jakstad. 10 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Hutton, content to hold on to the puck for a second here, sends it over to Eastman. Eastman past the red line, trying to get in on side. He does. Bouncing puck taken back by Fargo. Here they come with a rush and a man out of the box. Stopped at the line, a poke check by Hutton. And now it's sent in by Garrett Gray, who just came out of the box. 30 seconds left. Hutton tried to slap it all the way down. He fanned on it, but he got it back. And that time he wristed it down the ice. Israelson holding it for Fargo. 11 minutes to go in the game. 20 seconds left in a GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Fargo into the zone. It's kept in at the blue line. Jago with a shot. Levine got it with the left pad, and he hangs on. Levine makes the stop and hangs on to stop play with 10:49 to go in the game here in the Big O Tires third period. 9 seconds left in a penalty to Cody Mylan. Faceoff to the right of Levine in the Storm end. Big faceoff here, and Fargo's able to win it. At the top, Jago keeps it in on the far side. Swung down by Hayes to Isimont. He takes a shove. Puck goes on the back of the net, and the Storm are back to full strength. Wilkie lost one to Mylan. It's deflected towards the zone. Mylan holds onto it. Storm are onside. Mylan tried to get it in the zone. He did, but he lost possession. And Garrett Gray takes it back. Gray gains the red line and flips into the Storm end. 10:20 to go in the game. Donovan Gardner kicks it forward to himself. Gardner flying into the zone, shooting, save made, rebound loose. Wilkie shoots, misses the net. Another shot, save made. Gardner down low to Berger. Berger behind the net. Got a man on him. Berger holding it. Got it to Valisano. Valisano got past one man. Valisano slipped it back to Berger, deflected off the official, and Fargo takes it. It's Neil Goff. Neil Goff gains the red line again, shoots into the Storm end. Levine leaves it to Gardner behind the net. Rolled around to the near side, Valisano. Valisano left for Gomez. Into the Fargo end, it rolls. Icing waved off. Valisano trying to get position, but it's clear to Mears Moore, who gets hit by Pogansky. Nice hit by Pogansky. Now it's Levine who settles it down again. Levine around the near side. Turns it over, and now Fargo has possession. Schultz with a big check on Moore. Hines behind the net now. Hines on the far side. Hines got it down low. Fritz takes his man down and takes the puck. And Fritz will skate it out of the zone. Leaves it for Pogansky on the far side. Pogansky charging, taken down. And he runs into the wall, and the puck is frozen by the netminder. No calls coming for either side. Stoppage in play, 9 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 3-2 to Fargo, looking for an equalizer. They got an equalizer early in this period, but it wasn't enough. Right now, the difference is a goal by Alex Jackstat. Curry comes in for a faceoff here. That's won by Fargo in their own zone. Moved around. Kevin Kerr keeps it in on the near side half wall. Kerr keeping it alive to Curry. Curry to the center. Got chipped back to Kerr at the point. Kerr banked it down low, and a nice play there by McMurphy to get possession. McMurphy in the corner. Got it to Eastman. Eastman on the near side half wall. Shoved. He's got a stick in the air. He's moving it with his skate. And now it's banked on the near side. Eastman comes away with it. Eastman to the net. Shoots. Save made. Rebound loose. Curry with a shot. Another save. Now it's Curry. The far side taken by Fargo. Jackstat will bring it out of the zone and send it in the Storm end. Morelli will race against Kerr. Kerr shoves him into the wall. Played on the near side by Fargo. Jackstat, who has the difference maker in this one, controlling the puck to Morelli. Morelli now up top. And a shot through and a score. Deflection in front. And Fargo has made it a 4-2 game with 7:59 to go. Kivi Halme with the shot. It got deflected past Levine, and it looks like this goal may go to defenseman Tanner Jago. Jago in front may have gotten a piece of it. And we'll watch a replay. Yeah, Tanner Jago will pick up a goal. The defenseman was in front of the net and deflected it past Levine. Tough for Levine as there was a man open in front of him, and the deflection goes by him. It's 4-2 Fargo. Storm win the faceoff, and it's sent forward. Berger gets it to Lebowski, who sends it in. Now the Storm's work has gotten that much harder here for the third period, as they have a two-goal deficit to make up. 7:40 to go in the game. Fargo up on the near side, Garrett Gray. Gray sends it back to Kivi Halme with a shot. Save Levine, rebound, save Levine. Two big saves from Levine there on Kivi Hallman. And now Gardner all the way in for Lebowski. Lebowski couldn't get a hold of it to control it, but he goes in deep and hits Neil Goff. Got to admire Lebowski, smallest guy on the ice who consistently will battle with Neil Goff, who's 6'5". But now Fargo takes it away, and they got a 3-on-2. Here they come up the ice. On the far side, Isiemont. Toe drag move. Shot hits the side of the net. Rebound over to Berger. Berger off the wall out of the zone. Gaffari rings it back in, and Hutton has it. Under 7 minutes to go in the game. Fargo leading 4-2. Sent forward, Hutchison chips it in deep. Jago, who has the goal for Fargo to make it 4-2, got it forward to Hines. But now it's turned back to Tri-City. Kevin Kerr turned it back to Hines. And now it's back to Fritz. Fritz on the far side. Eastman couldn't get a touch on it. Hutchison racing for icing, but he couldn't win the race. And an icing on Tri-City, 6:32 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. The goal there for Fargo's Tanner Jago, his second of the season. And a big one for Fargo. After the Storm tied it 2-2 on the third, it's been two consecutive for Fargo to take a two-goal lead. Storm with the faceoff got it out to neutral ice, but the Force have it, and they're bringing it right back in with Andrew McDonald. McDonald stops on the wall, hit by Eastman. Hutchison got it forward. Here's Fritz leading the rush. Daniel Fritz, who picked up an assist last night, his first Storm point. Fritz to the center, and a shot was saved by Israelson. And now it's moved out by Fargo, but Kevin Kerr has a Poganski, who fans on a pass that was deflected back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr got it forward, and here's Milan, 3-on-3. Milan in on the far side. Poganski shoots, misses the net. Rebound is played up the wall and out of the zone as Jalen Schultz had a hit there on Moore. Loose here near the Storm bench, and now it's back to the Fargo end for the Force. 5:40 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing by two. Fargo ahead, and it's deflected towards the Storm end where Gardner got it forward. Valisano took a hit from behind from Goff. Goff hit Valisano in the head. Gardner's trying to go with him. And Goff not having any of it with his team leading by two. And the puck bounces into Fargo's bench. Valisano got hit up high by Neil Goff. Officials did not see it. And Valisano is crunched over here near the Storm bench. Stoppage in play here. Fargo leading the Storm 4-2. Noticing a little more bounce in your vehicle's ride? It may be time for new shocks or struts. At Big O Tires, they carry a complete line of CarQuest shocks and struts to fit all cars, vans, SUVs, and light trucks. But all of their shocks and struts also come with a free replacement warranty, good for as long as you own your vehicle. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 4-2 lead for Fargo. Two goals for the Force in the third by Alex Jackstat and Tanner Jago. And Tri-City is left with just 5 minutes and 21 seconds to get back in this game. Storm have had some nice offensive plays this weekend, but have not had any wins this weekend. Before, they had low offensive outputs last couple weeks, but seems like they figured some of it out. Here comes Berger with a rush. 1-on-4, and he shoots and hits the right post. Berger with a long shot that hit the post. And now it's Fargo that banks it to the center. And now the Force have a 3-on-2. Babcock leading it. In onside on the far side. Center Morelli put it wide. And now Berger on the rebound. Sent it to Wilkie, who's trying to catch up to it on the far side. He does. He shoots. Save made. Rebound in the near side corner. Played by Berger, who shoots it around the wall to the far side. And Jackstat gets spun around by Wilkie, who sent it forward. Played by Fargo up top, kept in by Schultz. His shot was blocked. And now it's at the top, kept in by Wilkie. Sent it over to Lebowski, who couldn't control it. Went below the net. And Morelli on the near side for Fargo will skate it forward. Chip it to Milan. And a stoppage here and a penalty to Tri-City. And it may be a too many men on the ice. Well, maybe it may be to Lebowski. Lebowski with a penalty here. And again, the timeliness of the penalties for the Storm, just not what you're looking for. You're trailing by two goals with 4:15 to go. You can't have one of your offensive players taking a penalty like this. Jim Holton now is pretty reserved on the bench at this point. He's picked his penalty killing unit. 2 minutes on the wall on the board for Lebowski. Fargo again on the power play. The Force have one power play goal tonight, as does Tri-City. 4:15 to go in the game. Storm trailing by two, and right off the faceoff, Kevin Kerr trying to get Pogansky streaking, but couldn't connect on the pass, and now Fargo has position in the Storm end. Isimont on the right circle. Isimont to the center. And Ghaffari back to Isimont. He shoots to save May Levine. Rebound loose in the near side corner. Isimont taken down, hit by Kerr, but continues possession to Ghaffari. Fakes on a shot. Got it to the center, and Schultz got it up and out of the zone. Goff recovers for Fargo on the far side wall. Hayes back to Goff. Goff now on the far side. Loose puck taken by Eastman. Eastman is going to run into the zone here, but taken off by Fargo. 2-on-2 for Isimont. Isimont to the center. A shot was blocked, and now Schultz topples over, and Fargo takes possession. Gray to the center. Loose puck, Levine covers up in the crease. Minute gone by, and the GNC penalty kill to Dan Lebowski's penalty for cross-checking at 15:45. 4-2, Fargo Force in the lead here at the Viero Event Center with 3:15 to go. Faceoff is to the left of Levine. Berger, McMurphy, Wilkie, and Schultz, the penalty killers. Can you tell Jim Holton's looking for an offensive penalty kill? He's got three forwards on the ice for a penalty kill right now. And it's turned over by McMurphy off the faceoff to McDonald. Down low, Hines. Hines, far side. Schultz knocks him over. No call coming. Kept in by Jago. Here's Moore with numbers. Threw it in front for McDonald. Couldn't connect on a pass. Now Wilkie got it out of the zone. Kivi Holme will play it for Fargo. Kivi Holme up. Forward to Moore. Mears Moore into the zone. Lost to McMurphy. Got it back to neutral ice. 30 seconds left in the Lebowski penalty. Fargo's got it with McDonald on the far side. Hines down low, all alone. Kivi Holme with a wraparound. Save Levine. Kevin Kerr plowed into the net and into Levine. The net came off, and Levine still made the save on the wraparound. 17 seconds to go. In a Lebowski penalty, 2:31 left in the game. Tri-City trailing 4-2 to the Fargo Force. Face-off to the left of Levine. With 2:31 to go in this game, we're inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. It'll be Valisano and Babcock on the faceoff. One forward by the Storm, collected by Gomez, though, on the far side corner. Gomez swung it around to Kerr on the far side, kept in by Fargo. 5 seconds left in the power play. Force have possession, send it into the corner. Babcock tries to center it as the Storm are back at full strength. Hunter Warner now to the center, deflected by Pogansky behind the net, and Austin Pogansky got it forward, but intercepted by Warner and held in. Now it's Kevin Kerr. 2 minutes to go in the game. Kerr on the far side, couldn't connect with Pogansky on a pass, and it's sent back in by Tri-City, but they're stopped at the line. Now it's Valisano in for Wilkie. Wilkie on the circle, shot to the center, is deflected away. Levine is off. Tri-City with an extra attacker on the ice. Valisano with a shot that's blocked. Wilkie now on the far side corner. Wilkie holding on the circle. He shoots. Blocked in front by Berger. Berger will collect the puck, though, and play it on the far side. Berger got it down low for Valisano. Got Kevin Kerr. Kerr at the center. Far side Berger. Settles it down. Centering pass deflected off Valisano to the glass. Picked up by Milan. Milan on the near side. Berger fanned on a one-timer. Wilkie got it back. Gloved it down to himself. Wilkie now in the center where the shot was blocked. Rebound put in! It's a 4-3 game in the Storm. Get the goal with the extra attacker. Chase Berger, I think, got a piece of it in front. Minute and 8 seconds left. Milan acted like he might have touched it. We'll get a replay here and try to see who touched it. The shot, again, taken by Wilkie. And in front, Milan did the work and scored. Cody Milan from Berger and Wilkie. And we've got a timeout as Jim Holton's going to try to pull some magic here in the final minute and 8 seconds. Storm trail 4-3. Empty net extra attacker goal for Tri-City. We'll get another look here. Wilkie with the shot. The puck is shot again by Berger, and then Milan looks like he gets a piece of it in front of the net. Cody Milan, second goal in as many games. Second goal for the Storm this year. Third overall. And it's 4-3 with a minute 8 to go. Levine was off at the time. We'll see if Jim Holton will bring him back. Holton may decide to take the center ice faceoff with Levine in the net, and then when they get possession, they'll take Levine off. Holton designing a play here during the Tri-City timeout. We've got a bit of excitement here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in Kearney, McCook, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 4-3 the score. Fargo in the lead, and the net is empty. Look at this face-off formation for Tri-City. Well, if you're on the radio, you can't look, but I'll try to describe it here. You've got your three forwards. Milan and Wilkie are both on the ice, and they're positioned all the way at either side of the ice. And now, actually, Jim Holton's decided, you know what? Levine, you go back onto the ice, and Milan off the ice. Now Levine is standing out in front of the circles. Storm get a win on the faceoff, and Berger moved it with his hand back to Kevin Kerr in a hand pass whistle. Not sure what Berger was thinking there, probably just an instinct. And now the faceoff will get moved to the dot in neutral ice as Berger got that hand pass whistled as he tried to move it to Kevin Kerr. Levine in the net, minute to go in the game, and Fargo had a chance to win the faceoff, but a diving effort of Berger got it over to Wilkie. Now Wilkie will get up the ice, and it's Levine off to the bench. Wilkie left it for Valisano in the corner. Jago working for Fargo. It's sent in deep. Wilkie. Wilkie in the corner. To the center. Pogansky is shot. And a save is made by Israelson. Nice opportunity from Tri-City quickly. Wilkie over to the bench to get an instruction from Holton. Levine is off for the second time. 42 seconds to go in the game. Storm trailing 4-3 to Fargo. Berger on the faceoff here for Tri-City. It's won by Fargo. Jago around the far side. Hines has it. Lifts it up in the air. Loose and neutral ice. Back to Tri-City and Wilkie. Wilkie past the red line. Fan out of pass, but got it into the zone. Sent back by Fargo. Rolling into the Storm end. It's Kevin Kerr with 20 seconds to go. Got Valisano now. On the far side, Milan hit the linesman and rolled wide of the net. 12 seconds to go. Kevin Kerr on the near side now. To the far side wall, Neil Goff hammers it down. Wilkie with it. 5 seconds to go. Fargo takes it back, and Garrett Gray will shoot. It's blocked by Kerr, but that'll do it for the game. The game has ended, and Fargo has won. Final score, 4-3 in favor of the Fargo Force. Tri-City with a valiant attempt late in the game to try to come back, but they couldn't do it. And the Storm fall 4-3. Take a break and come back with the Old Chicago postgame show next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin with you here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Tonight's game here, a Fargo Force victory, 4-3. Your final score here on Sunday Funday at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City with a late attempt at a comeback. Get a goal from Cody Milan in the final minute of the game, but unable to get the equalizer. And the final goes to Fargo, 4-3. We're inside our Stadler Implement game recap, and let's start from the beginning here with this one as Tri-City got the first goal of the game at 11:06 of the first period. Chris Wilkie got the goal from Dan Lebosky, who created a turnover in the offensive zone, got it to Wilkie, and Wilkie, the forward for the Storm, beat goaltender Matthias Israelson for Fargo and made it 1-0 Tri-City. The goal for Wilkie, his 15th of the season. He's tied with Austin Poganski for the team lead, 15 goals apiece. But a couple minutes later, after Wilkie's goal, Tyler Hines converted on a power play opportunity on assist by Mears Moore. 14:17, the time of the goal, tied it for Fargo on a power play goal. And then the Force took the lead less than a minute later. Andrew Zerbin scored from Michael Babcock and Alex Jackstat. Zerbin with the goal and made the Fargo Force take a 2-1 lead at 15:05. Of the second period. Fargo outshot the Storm 14-7 in the first. Teams were even in shots on goal in the second. In the second period, neither team got on the board, but there was a major boarding penalty to Andrew Zerbin and a couple penalties for either side. Tri-City Storm ended up with 8 shots in that period on the power play, 11 overall. But again, nobody scored, so it was 2-1 Fargo heading to the third period. In the third, the Storm started the final period with a power play after a Mikey Isamot charging call, and the Storm converted. Chase Berger, power play goal from Austin Poganski and Chris Wilkie, 52 seconds into the third, had the game tied at 2. However, again, Fargo scores to make it 3-2 just minutes later. Alex Jackstat in front on a rebound beat Hayden Levine at 2:43, and the Force had a 3-2 lead. They extended that lead on a goal by Tanner Jago. Timu Kivihalme took the shot. Jago deflected it past Hayden Levine, and the Force extended their lead to 4-2 with 8 minutes to go in the third. Storm, in a desperation attempt to try to get back into the game, pull Hayden Levine and end up getting an extra attacker goal from Cody Milan. Chase Berger and Chris Wilkie pick up assists on the goal by Milan at 18:52 of the third. Cut it to 4-3, and the Storm had a couple chances in the waning moments, but could not beat the goaltender Matthias Israelsson for Fargo, who finished with 33 saves tonight. Hayden Levine of Tri-City made 34 saves. But it wasn't enough. The Storm fall 4-3 to Fargo. Fargo outshot the Storm 38-36 tonight. And Tri-City did outshoot Fargo in the third, 18-3. A lot of shots for the Storm trying to get back in the game in the third period. Chris Wilkie picked up a goal and 2 assists tonight, while Berger had a goal and an assist for the Storm. That is our Sadler Implement game recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now it's time for our 3 stars of the game, presented by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Third star for the Fargo Force. Really nice game from a few different Force players, but the third star goes to Tyler Hines, one of the leaders of this team, a 20-year-old forward. Hines scored a power play goal for Fargo in the first period. One of the guys who stands out on this Fargo team ended up with 5 shots on goal here tonight for Fargo. That was tied for the team lead. Second star for Tri-City, just mentioned him, Chris Wilkie. Scored a goal and 2 assists, his 15th goal of the season. Wilkie factored in on all 3 Tri-City goals and scored the first one, took an initial shot that resulted in the second 2. Wilkie with the second star, and the number 1 star for Fargo here tonight, the game-winning goal, Tanner Jago. Late in the period, in the third, Jago with a huge insurance goal ends up being the game winner for Fargo, who defeated the Storm 4-3. Now time for the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Tri-City Storm Grinder of the Night tonight goes to Cody Milan. Milan working hard with Nick Hutchison, Kyle Eastman, and Drew Mayer was working on that line as well before he went down with an injury. And then late in the game, Milan rewarded, scored the extra attacker goal. It is his second Tri-City Storm goal since coming over in a trade from Sioux Falls, and his second goal in as many games as he got his first one last night against Fargo. Cody Milan, your Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Just getting started here in the Old Chicago postgame show. We'll have an interview with the Storm head coach, Jim Holton, coming up next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin in the Old Chicago postgame show after a Fargo Force victory over the Storm 4-3 here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. I'm now joined by the head coach of the Storm, Jim Holton. Coach, obviously working from behind today, a little bit different than the previous two games, but give us a recap here of your perspective from you.
Well, it was two pretty tired teams slugging it out the first two periods. There wasn't a lot of entertainment value, but you know what? We were right there. I thought we got that power play goal to start the third, give us some energy. And the problem that seems to keep creeping into our game is not a ton of mistakes. It's the timeliness of them or the lack of timing. And unfortunately, we just could never help ourselves this entire weekend. We get back into it, and all of a sudden, before we know it, we're chasing the game again.
Seemed like tonight that was the case with the penalties. It seemed like you guys just took penalties at the wrong times. And as you've said a couple times too, far away from your own net, never where you want to take a penalty.
No, that was another bugaboo this weekend. And to me, that's a little bit of lack of focus, but it's also mental fatigue. And that was evident tonight. You know, we took a lot of penalties in the first period because of the lack of energy. So that's something that we have to address moving forward.
Injuries coming into play once more. Fargo ended up with 9 forwards as they had a guy toss out of the game. For you, Drew Mayer goes down. Matt Freitag goes down. Never like to see that kind of a hit with Freitag, especially such a young player with a bright career ahead of him. Maybe give us an update on their status and what you saw there.
Well, we think we dodged a real bullet with Freitag. Those are extremely scary hits. That's how people break their necks. And fortunately, I guess he was just far enough from the boards that he didn't compress too much. We just pulled him for precautionary reasons. He has a slight headache, but we don't think it's a concussion. We think it was just more of the impact. Drew is going to be out for a while. We won't know the full extent of it until later in the week. The early reports is that it's not a separation, it's a sprain, so that's good news for us. But with those things, you have to wait for the swelling to go down.
Drew Mayer, one of the leaders here on the team, tough to play without him as far as from an emotional standpoint. Who are the guys on the bench that might help when a leader like that goes down and you're looking for veterans to try to help with the team momentum?
Well, I think at this stage in the year, it's beyond the veteran rookie status. I mean, good teams lead together, and that's what we're trying to encourage, and that's what we're looking for in those circumstances because, you know, one guy's misfortune is another guy's opportunity. And, you know, we did a decent job of picking up the slack there, and the part that hurt the most was how well Drew had been playing.
You get a power play goal at the beginning of the third period, and you talk about timeliness. That was the perfect time. You got one right away. You tie the game at 2, and then you allow a goal. What did that do on the bench? Did you feel the momentum shift right away after you allow that goal?
Yeah, it's pretty deflating. You know, you try to even as a player, try to steel yourself to stay in it. But when you work so hard and it was a choppy game, it was difficult to get back in it. And we had that energy burst right after we'd scored the goal. And if we could maintain that momentum in our favor, it's looking good for us heading down the stretch. But unfortunately, and it just seems to be an issue with us right now, is maintaining momentum instead of handing it over.
We talked before the game about the struggles of Wilkie, Berger, and Curry over the last couple days. Wilkie ends up leading you guys with 8 shots on net, scores a goal, and factors into the other 2 with assists. Talk about his performance here today.
Well, we talked about on the broadcast before about needing a bounce back from him, and they were really good tonight. Berger and Wilkie in particular. You know, when Chris is shooting, we try to encourage him to shoot more because he's got such a good shot. And he was dialed in today in a very good game, and I thought Berger found his game as we moved on. It wasn't there early, but he battled through it, and he found it, and he got rewarded at the end with some points.
Head coach Jim Holton joining us here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Coach, we thank you for your time, and we will talk to you next week when we're right back here at the Viero Event Center.
Yeah, thanks, Jarrett, and we promise our fans that we'll have a lot better showing in the future.
Tri-City Storm and Muskegon Lumberjacks, 2 games next week on the 7th and 8th of the month. Tonight, though, the Fargo Force defeat the Tri-City Storm 4-3. That was head coach Jim Holton here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. We will run through the out-of-town scoreboard here in the USHL before we sign off. 4 different games going on around the USHL as teams jostle for playoff positions late in the season. Team USA's under-17 team defeats Dubuque 5-2 at home in Ann Arbor. Green Bay on top of Cedar Rapids 6-3. And the Chicago Steel are in the process of completing a comeback over the Omaha Lancers. The Lancers had an early 2-0 lead in this game. Chicago scored 4 consecutive goals to take a 4-2 lead. And Omaha has gotten a goal from Austin Pooley to get back into the game. Chicago leading Omaha 4-3 with 2 minutes to go at the Edge Ice Arena in Bensenville, Illinois. Check pointstreak.com or USHL.com for the updated stats, standings, and statistics from all around the USHL. That'll do it for us here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Final score once more, Fargo Force defeat the Tri-City Storm 4-3. Fans will be back with you on Friday night at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Muskegon Lumberjacks, it's Ag Appreciation Night on Friday night. It's a 7:30 puck drop pregame show presented by Viero Wireless at 7:10. And then we'll have a 7:05 start on Saturday night, again, against Muskegon. Lapdog Races will be on Saturday night. Should be a lot of fun here at the Viero Event Center. Pre-game show presented by Viero Wireless at 6:45. Until next week, I'm Jared Schaffern. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.